Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Welcome to the Sunday service here on DoubleToasted.com. Pastor Corey Coleman up in here, but I'm a fake-ass pastor. I got the real stuff over here, the real man of God. Minister Martin Thomas.
How you doing,
Martin, I love seeing your little cartoon dance. You got that. Every time you watch that cartoon, your leg just go, man. Your leg just going, man. Got them hands. Oh, people, and you're going to get that spirit up in you, too, today. Because you know what? It's Father's Day. We got a few good things for you. First of all, we're going to talk about some of the best fathers in movies for 2018 so far.
Really?
Yes, and we're also going to talk about the worst.
Oh.
Been plenty of them out there. We'll talk about that. We know that's not you going to be in that best of list. And also, somebody who they say is a bad father right now, like Chris Hardwick, man. You know, I got opinions about that. We're going to come in and talk. Yeah, I'll talk about that. Y'all might not like the opinions, but we'll talk about that. Also, got the intern review today. Jake, Dr. Feelgood going to come up here and talk about how the old people don't understand Norm of the North. Mm. How it's a fine motion picture and it needs a He's going to enlighten us. It needs a second chance and a second viewing. Got some Stardust reviews today. Of course, the box office is up. Oh, it's a special box office. I'm glad to hear about it today. Setting some records. And, I'm glad to hear about it for two reasons. But we'll get to that when we get to that. Probably have some emails and phone calls. A lot of good stuff for you out there. And I think we're also going to be able to do this show in an ample amount of time. It's Father's Day. You need to go spend some time with Daddy. Dad needs to spend some time with kids. So we're going to let you get to it. Y'all probably got dinner planned and everything. But, you know, you got to catch the show. So let's go ahead and get this show going and get you out there to spend some time with the family. But let's see here. Before we get started, I'm going to go ahead, as I said, as we are trying to get through with things here, let me go ahead and welcome my children out there. Oh, Daddy, see you. Daddy, see you right now. Oh, yeah. Let me go ahead and what? And Daddy love it when his kids talk shit. You know, when I used to talk shit, I got the shit slapped out of me for doing that. But that's because my shit talking was not adding to anything good. Yours is. Because when you're shit talking, then we know that the show is good to go. Of course, I'm talking about the one, the only, the chatter-tat-tat. How y'all doing today? Good to see you. What's going on, everybody? And I guess that we are good to go, as I said, because y'all are talking a bunch of shit. And let me see what else we got here. Oh, we got a nice sizable congregation up in here today. Good to see y'all. What's going on? Gonna talk to Cotton a little bit. It's her last day up here. We'll holler at her. But before we do that, let me go ahead and welcome. I'll do it right now. Let me go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm being possessed by Jay Leno or something.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and welcome the rest of the congregation. The ones that we go ahead and bring the spirit to you at home. You know, a lot of churches ask that you get dressed up, get your ass up.
Not us.
Come to church. Oh, bring some money. You know? No, we ask you to just go ahead and spend your money at home on us. You don't have to get up and go anywhere. And, of course, I'm talking about those folks who are lurking about. You've been out sinning. You've been out fornicating. You've been out hoeing. You've been doing all kind of stuff, drinking and bamboozling and faloozling and bacoozling and whatever else they do out there, Martin. Bunch of words, other oozes I can make up. Martin, like, ooh, I hate those oozes. So you know you've done bad doing that. But let's come in here and corrupt you even more. The church of bullshit here on DoubleToast.com. Just pull out a keyboard for us and type in kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and advice. Not like be part of the church today, as I'm asking you to, as you should be. In that email, put your phone number there, put your Skype contact in there, press in. Hallelujah! Up in your home, bringing the spirit to you, the only pastors in the world that do the house calls. On Twitter at kcoolman. By the way, Instagram at DoubleToast fan page. On Facebook, type in Double Toasty. Would you like some private spiritual time with me? Then type in Corey.Coleman.5 as you see right there. If I'm too busy out there privately corrupting souls, Minister Martin.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
Oh, look for Martin Thomas right up here in the church of bullshit with this lovely congregation that we have in here now with two stink-ass couches. Because you know you're going to be visiting Austin. You have visited Austin and said, you know what, the sun is shining so bright, I'm going to move there. It's just like heaven. But you know what makes us mad as hell is when you move here, you don't let us know. Come see a show. Please do that. Send us some details. We're going to send you back some details. Oh, wait a minute, Mark. Oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Got a little time. Oh, boy, I feel it.
Let it flow through you.
Yes!
You can do it.
Yes!
It's yours. Oh,
and that way we can accommodate
you.
I'm going all over the room.
I think you can do it.
I got that special chair. Y'all know what we do at home? We spin this chair. We do a little game on Sundays and see if I can stop and lock eyes with Martin Thomas.
Do it.
And I'm gonna.
I dare you. I D double dare you.
I think the Lord's gonna be good to us today. Lord, stop this fucking chair. Man, this chair has got some extra grease in it. This will go for days.
It's lubed.
It is very lubed. Felix been here jacking off on this chair. Oh, goodness, please stop.
Oh, no. Man. Oh, bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, it ain't happening. Wait a minute.
Wait. Uh-oh.
It sounds like Sep Sweet Me Martin. Like, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, no. Felix, God damn it.
I told you,
enough of you,
told
man.
You he did.
Shit.
Oh, Felix is, Martin was getting on me. Martin was talking about, man, you talking about twitching by yourself. I have some emails from people, too. Justin Perea. You know, I've been doing Twitch for a while. It might get to the point where we officially announce that. That's something I just been kind of keeping
on
the side.
You going to pull the trigger on this or not?
I might. Because Justin said, hey, Corey, just wanted to say I really enjoyed watching you and Felix play Detroit on Twitch. My girl and I have been watching you guys play like a TV show. What's keeping you from officially starting the Twitch channel? And that is from Justin Perea. That's just a couple of things I want to do with the format, and then I'll put it out there. And I've always kind of kept this just a tad bit separate from what we're doing right here because – and plus, we were talking about this. One of the things that Will Bell and I were talking about yesterday, I don't like to make big deals out of things that I really don't know what I'm doing on because you go out there, you talk about it, and then people will come in and like, man, this sucks. So, you know, I do, man, soft
if
lunches.
If you don't do things based on people coming in saying this sucks, you'll never get anything done.
Well, you know what? I think I'm finally good to start sucking, Martin. You know, I think I'm out. Yes, I know how it sounds. More like, I've been waiting for this for years. My time has arrived.
You set that up so well, I feel like it's a trap.
Yeah, Martin.
I'm not going for it.
Martin's close. He's so confused, like, should I unzip my pants now? I'm not sure. But no, I've been doing it. Martin's like, man, you
ain't
going to
hashtag me.
Oh, we still got time, Martin. It just takes one finger. You. No, Felix has been doing it with me. And I bet I've been wanting to do it by myself, but Felix just don't go away. You know what I mean? Felix is already in the room. And like I said, Felix does shit. Felix makes himself helpful to the point you know you ain't going to ask him to leave. You know?
I have to admire that. Because there's some people who are persistent to the point of being annoying. Just
yeah.
Being a nudge. And Felix is not. But he's never not there.
He's always using the studio for something. I don't know. And then I come in here and he's already... Got your camera set up, Mr. Coleman. Got your water for you, Mr. Coleman. You know, got the stream set up, Mr. Coleman. And what am I supposed to say? Good, now get the fuck out. You know, I can't do that, man. So I'm just kind of like.
I've heard you do that.
Yeah. I know. But then there's some days where it's just nobody else but me in here, and I got nobody to show out in front of, you know.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. It gets no laughs. It's not cool when it's just me and him. Like, when there's other people around to do that with.
Now I'm just being mean.
Yeah.
Just come on back.
Yeah, if I don't get a laugh for it, it's just kind of like that. I'm just being a dick. So, yeah, I let him up in here. And this motherfucker, I should get rid of him because he's just eager. Like, you know, when I come in, like, I'm talking, and he wants to do all the segues. You know, I do the segues. And he does that shit right off the bat. Well, hello, everybody. Well, where can they go to say hello to a certain thing that they can wear? I'm like, man, get the shit.
They can wait for me to say it.
Yeah. I had to tell him yesterday, man, shut the fuck. Let me do this. All right. Hello, I'm Corey Coleman. And how can they reach Corey Coleman, huh? About to reach over this fucking table. I had one. Actually, he's good when we do the twitching, man. You know, he's actually a lot of fun. You do that thing. You have that thing. Sometimes, you know this. You get eager. That's all it is. When you pull back
it's
on
enthusiasm.
That. It's over-enthusiasm. It's enthusiasm for you. It's getting on my goddamn nerves is what it is. No, but he's good. We have fun. He's very helpful. So he sits back and shows me things. But, you know, he just be – and then every now and then he'll just come out with that crazy-ass joke out of nowhere. You know,
the one that just chills the whole room.
Yeah.
Where so everybody has to stop what they're doing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, what were we talking about again?
Yeah, because we're playing a game with androids in it. Detroit is what we just said.
Love that game.
Yeah. And he made some joke where it was something like we were walking around looking for parts.
And he said, you know what? I think that part will work. And I was like, why is that, Felix? He's like, because it's not for an iPhone. It's for an Android. And I was like, oh, I'm glad you had. Man, don't encourage us. And I'm glad you didn't spit no water on me.
The joke is so – it's really terrible but funny at the same time.
Hey, can I tell you something? I actually constructed it better than the way he told it.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't tell it like that. Okay. I actually took it and improved on it a little bit. But the shit just stops the room, and I just put the controller down. I don't know what else to do. So just look at his ass. Now, I know my father used to look at me. My father used to want to hurt me so bad. My father just used to look at me. He used to say, don't do that again.
Man, you talk about your father like that. I think of that Bugs Bunny cartoon where the stork dropped him off with those gorillas.
That was my father, man. I have some memories of my dad. I look back and I'm just happy to be alive. My mother was in the hospital.
You were probably like, oh no.
No, I was already terrified being left with my dad.
I'm dead now.
Yeah. Because I think back, man, you don't ever appreciate your father. That's what I'm telling y'all, man. You know, take dad out to dinner today, because y'all don't want to. Y'all just scraping up money, and that's the thing that.
Here's a tie.
Yeah, yeah.
That I made.
You know, for Mother's Day, all y'all out there is like, man. You know, I can't wait to do something
for
Mother's
Day. We got
to
team up and do something special.
Oh, yeah,
for Mom.
Man. I want to do something for Mama so bad. I want to do something for Mama. I want to do something for Mama. For Daddy, it's like, I guess I got to do something for Daddy today. You know, man, y'all don't want to do shit for Daddy. I don't know. And that's what one of the biggest things. Like, I'm not scared of having children. I'm just scared of choking the motherfuckers because they don't appreciate me like they should. Because I know
they
already.
They all like that.
Because I already see how these damn dogs are acting. And I'm good to those dogs. Those dogs always like. I come into the house and them dogs are automatically running my wife. And the cat too. I found that fucking cat on the street. I'm the one that rescued that cat.
Yeah, but if you are in that cat's face reminding it of that every day, it's not gonna love you.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Now, you know why you here, right? Get the fuck out. Them dogs run up to her and I'm just across the room. I don't let it show, but I'm just looking at them just seething, man.
You sound like my dad now.
Yeah.
Why y'all run when I come home? I ain't no villain. Why you care, man?
Yeah. Just over there clutching my back. Yeah, but fucking. Sometimes I be having like hands in my hair and shit be crushed after I'm done looking at this because I always run to her and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, of course you got that in your mind. Who spent $100 goddamn on dog food? Me, motherfucker.
If it wasn't for me, you'd be eaten by coyotes. Yeah.
I've been thinking about starving them for a couple of days just to let them know they're friends. No, man, I ain't like that. But I do see that. I know even dogs don't appreciate daddy. You know, everybody appreciates mom. And you know, and I get it. That's the only thing that really makes me like hesitate being a dad. Is like, hey, how am I going to cope with that?
Well, I say that, but my girls really take care of me.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they? All right. Well, maybe I can have your
girls. They let me all know all the time how much they appreciate me.
Well, can I have your girls come over and coach my kid when I
Now, don't forget daddy.
Yeah.
Who, him?
Maybe I just had them lie. You know your mom was a bitch, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Look at the old.
Nobody. And then you're going to talk about Chris Hardwick later?
I take care of Bobby. I don't do nothing she don't want me to do. I do a lot of things I don't want to do.
Baby, time to buy some new furniture. Okay.
But. So what happened with Chris Hardwick, man? He didn't buy no furniture, not enough. Nah, man.
Now, wait. Here's the question. Have you ever done anything you didn't want to do for your woman, but then didn't bitch about it?
Put Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but no.
Knocked his ass across the room.
Knocked his ass across the room. You remember that shit when he came in? Get off. Shut up.
Stop.
Yeah.
Slide.
I'm like Prince's daddy sometimes. I come in, I'm looking at those dolls. Who keeps the lights on? You know, I remember being with my father, man. My father was a good cook, but I didn't appreciate it because mama didn't cook it. My father used to, like, my father learned how to cook in the military.
Mm-hmm. So he made you MREs?
No, man, no. Oh, hell no. I had MREs, man. I tell you who like MREs, little kids. I used to give that shit to kids in the neighborhood all over the place.
Okay, so open the package of tuna and mix in the package of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Stir it. There you go.
He thought it was something special. It's army food. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. But,
give me $3.
Nah, man, I remember thinking back how my dad used to make these big layouts, and I used to be like, yeah, it's all right. You know, because it wasn't mama's food. And that's why I can understand my dad being frustrated with me. I remember.
Yeah. My dad doesn't even cook at all.
See? That's what I'm talking about. I'm looking, you know, I'm later on in life now that my dad's dead, I'm sort of appreciating everything. But I remember my mother had to go to the hospital. It was like for a few weeks, actually. And, you know, I was left with my dad. And that was some real Sanford and Son shit going on. And, except I was.
Boy.
Yeah, except I was like, I think I was like 12. And I had to go grocery shopping with my dad.
Did nobody film this?
And I don't know how this happened. And I really wasn't trying to fuck with him. I guess I was getting lost in my own world or something, but I was following my dad. And I remember I hit the back of his heels
with the basket?
With the basket, yeah.
Oh, no. You don't do that.
And I remember hitting it once, and he turned around. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dad. Excuse me. And he just turned around and went on about his business. Yeah. And I remember I hit that shit a second time.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I didn't see you. I'm sorry. I was looking to get the milk. I'm sorry. And then he didn't say shit. And he just walked on. I remember we were good for a while, man. And then I had to hit them heels that third time.
God damn it.
And I remember we just froze. It was some spaghetti western shit, like a tumbleweed went by. And we just looked at each other, and I was like, he has a gun, and I don't. He could, like, if he draws, I'm dead. I thought my dad was going to murder me in the middle of that store, and he wanted to. He just looked at me, and that's when he said, he just, don't do that again. I stood 10 paces behind him for the rest of that fucking shopping trip, man. People thought I was a kid by myself.
You probably only lived because there was white people in the store.
Oh, my, he didn't give a fuck.
No, if you had done it a fourth time, he would not have given.
Will it? No. Oh, now I've done it a fourth time. No, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
No, my ass be twisted up, and maybe he'd be rolling around that basket. Tied up in knots. Willie Coleman, man. Willie Coleman did not.
Hit the back of the heels, man.
Man, Willie Coleman didn't play. My dad was known for not punching people, slapping people.
For real?
That was an insult of a man.
He was a Victor Sweet.
If a man slapped another man, that was some insulting shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he didn't respect you as a man. You
right.
were a bitch to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me see if I can find my dad up here. I should have found this. It's always I've been told the tales of Willie Coleman so much, he's always the second one to come up. Out of all these mean-ass mugshots, everybody looks at this one right here. In fact, he's looking at everybody on Google saying, get the fuck out of here. There's only one Willie Coleman. Yeah, my dad, that's him right there, man. My dad was known for slapping the fuck out of people. Like, there was a my dad at a time when it was a segregated army, my dad felt like he got slighted over for a promotion or something. Some sergeant or somebody said something to him, and this person was like his superior. And my mom told me, you can ask my mother, my mom told me he was nice with the guy. And they talked for a little while. He's like, come on out here, let me show you something. You know, that's when that shit has been. That's some gangster shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on out here, let me show you something. Right, go to work, go right down there. He brought that guy to the back of the barracks and slapped the fuck out of him. And everybody respected my dad so much that no one said nothing. It was a white dude, too, that he slapped. And people,
how do you not get court-martialed for that?
I do not know to this day. I need to ask my mother about this.
Yes, you do.
Because my mother tells that story all the time. He took that white sergeant around the corner and slapped the fuck out of him. It was hot. And then my dad had a guy working for him. And that guy was talking shit to my dad. And my dad slapped him right in front of his gas station in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah. You told me about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. My dad did not punch people. He slapped motherfuckers because he did not care. He wanted you to feel as insulted as you could be. He wanted you to be holding your face when it was done. Like, what the fuck?
What?
Mama might be in church right now.
You mean bingo?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Slot machines at the convenience store?
Oh, Mama. How you doing?
Happy Father's Day
to you, too. You know, I know Daddy ain't here, but I got to say, you know, I got to pass my appreciation on to somebody. How you doing?
Yeah, but that's all right. I'll accept it. For once, I'll put on a suit. I'll put on that army suit and salute you.
You put on that army suit? As long as you don't slap me, we were sitting up here on the show, and we were talking about how Daddy used to slap people. Not punch them, but slap them.
He tried to. Except
with me. Well, yeah, we weren't. We were not going there, Mom.
This took a turn.
This call ain't going like I thought it was. Dad, she trying to put a hashtag on my daddy. He's dead. I was telling everybody about that sergeant, and when he was in the army, he took that white sergeant, took him around the corner, and slapped him.
Slapped him good. And got reprimanded for it, but his words was against you. And he was a lieutenant.
It was a lieutenant. I said it was a sergeant. He slapped a lieutenant.
No. He was a lieutenant.
My daddy was a lieutenant.
No, but your daddy slapped a lieutenant.
Okay, and dad was like a sergeant, right?
The first sergeant.
First sergeant. That's what I think. Got away with it because Martin was saying, "How did he not get court-martialed for that?" And I said, "Well, shit, that was daddy."
Because he took it out of sight of everyone, so it was his word.
That's what I told him. I said he took this dude around the corner. He was kind of cool with him and took him around the corner where nobody could see.
See, that's right. And he was smart enough to write his congressman to tell that they were trying to recommend him, to do things with him. And what happened was we knew a guy that worked in the officers and courts board there at Fort Bragg where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he held the papers in. Until your daddy got a letter from his congressman in Alabama. And that congressman wrote a hot letter and told him that, it just told in detail that, if nobody saw it, then they had no case.
So
they said we knew we were going to Germany.
Okay, so it was a big deal.
So my dad let me mute this for a moment. He not only slapped the fuck out of somebody, but made it nice and legal.
Yeah.
wrote his congressman and said, daddy slapped somebody, and then wrote his congressman about it.
Yeah.
And I'll slap you too if you say something. But there you go. My daddy slapped everybody but my mama.
Your daddy got in the well. Just so happened, we knew some people, a guy that worked in the officers and courts board there. And he told him that he had written up a referendum. But in the meantime, your daddy went right away and wrote to his congressman. And so they were trying to do for him. And he talked about how many times he'd been to service, how longer than the guy had been in. He fought his own. But anyway, he came out smelling like a rose.
No, she reminiscing, so I just gotta let her do it. Yeah. So that's when they shipped y'all off to Germany. Yeah, it's like they try to shift y'all off to like the Auschwitz or something.
Room for a couple more.
Don't put them in another state, but get them out of the country.
Get them out. Wait, get him before he slaps again. No, I just wanted to tell that to everybody because everybody be thinking I'm telling these stories and I'm making up things. But I said, let's ask my mama. She know.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to tell him the story about when he was in business. Did you tell that story?
I sure did. When he slapped that man at his gas station?
That's right. They went across the street and brought him back and made him clean up the bathroom.
Oh, really? So he slapped somebody and brought them back and made them clean up the bathroom?
Because he messed up the bathroom. And you know how miraculous he was. He just wanted everything clean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
That was Safeway across the
street. You know, across the house. We're across the station from the
station, I'm in
that Safeway, yeah.
Okay, well, he walked out, and
your daddy just
happened to go in behind him, and he saw him doing the Safeway, and he pulled him back out of the Safeway and went to clean his bathroom.
So daddy probably
should have
been in jail.
Yeah. But you know, I know you tell the story about if no one bought gas from him, he would let him have air water.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I told people at that time, even that time I rode my bike home, because he would make me go to the gas station and work, and I had never, man, now that's one time I think you had to have sympathy on me, because you even got mad at me one day. Get your ass and go to the gas station, go to work. You're 13 years old. Yeah, no,
But in the meantime, I was buying you expensive books and pencils to write with.
No, you were. You buy me all kind of nerdy art stuff, so it worked out. but you made me earn it. You made me go to that gas station and earn it. Because I remember you remember that time I rode my bike home? Because he made... Oh, God.
Did you not know how this was going to go?
You tell that?
What happened?
He always had an extra key to the cars that he sold. You remember he was in a used car?
So was he breaking the people's cars that he stole?
Sell the car and then steal it back?
He would repossess those cars.
Daddy was a G. The godfather. Not just father, but godfather.
And if he had to tell you more than twice about coming to bed, you remember he done the Texas inspection?
Yeah, I remember.
Don't come to him twice. Because he's not going to do it. You do what you do to that car, but he told you to do it before you bring it back.
Yes. We could be here all day. Here we go down memory lane. That memory lane is about 20 blocks. You remember that time when I rode my bike home because he made me go down to the gas station and somebody asked for me to change a tire? And I didn't know. I had never changed a tire in my life. And I went up.
Just changed the goddamn tire.
Yeah, he was mad.
That hard.
Yeah.
You couldn't change the tire.
I couldn't change it. I never changed a tire in my life. And I went out there and tried to change that tire and they told me, I'm going to tell this goddamn story. I ain't going to be interrupted no more.
If you had watched him change the tire, he was under the impression that you knew how to change the tire.
Mom, I ain't never seen him change no tire. I ain't never seen him do anything.
That's the impression that he had, you know?
You know what? It's funny. He was a mechanic, and I know nothing about cars.
That is funny.
So well, but he thinks that just because if you're standing around there, you should be observing what he was doing.
I should just be absorbing knowledge, okay?
Yeah, osmosis.
Yeah, just by I should have it in my DNA. I'm a mechanic. You should be a mechanic. You know, I wasn't like that. Well, you know what, Mom? I just want some of this. I want people to hear some of this so they know that some of these things I'm telling the truth. They used to. I tell Daddy's story like he's a legend, and people think I'm lying.
No, he was on first sergeant, and he wore that well.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Very well. Yes, he did.
All right.
That he will receive your happy Father's Day.
Yeah, go to your that's all I say tomb. What is that that people have shrine? Go to your shrine and let them know that I'm thinking about them and people still respect Willie Coleman.
Wait a minute, I don't know when I go, but it's never too late to say happy Father's Day. Damn. Before I go there.
Yeah, no, happy Father's Day. He's probably slapping people in hell right now.
Because the headstrap's already, you know, not
himself.
It seemed like he was.
People, I'm trying to go. I really am.
You have a boss on there and bring a flag because it's in the military section of the cemetery. And I said, okay. Now, when I said.
No, this is where we don't need to hear this. I'm telling y'all right now, this story is not interesting. I'm trying. I can't hang up. I do sometimes. I can't hang up on my mom today.
Out my face. I
said,
I sure will. Bye.
Okay, Mom, you're going to be losing your mind. Daddy's still talking to you.
That's the impression that he leaves on you.
Yeah, he gets in your mind. Dad, like a pimp, he gets in your mind.
That's the mentality you stay in, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't forget a lot of encounters that you had with your daddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We got Stockholm Syndrome.
You can never lie.
All right.
But all in all, he was a good dad, a good husband. All right,
Mom. All right, Mom. Love you.
Okay, love you, baby. And I'll be getting in touch with and give my love to everyone and any father that's in the Happy Father's Day.
Well, everybody says Happy Father's Day to you, too. There you go. Say Happy Father's Day to her.
Happy Father's Day.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mom.
The chat getting mad at me. Let her talk. Trust me, another 5 minutes, I'll be like, shut her up. Yeah, I didn't know the talk was going to go that long. I was going to bring my mom on the show, though. But I got to let y'all know, this shit was real. Like, all that temper that we all get in the family comes from him.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it come out, man, of you. And then whenever I call you on it, you're like, no, man, I'm not like my dad. I'm like, shit.
Man, tell that story about when I brought you to the house.
But your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah. Was that the time that we broke down and had to get a ride to your house or get some assistance?
No, you were driving through town. You're like, you're going to Dallas. And I said, hey, man, we got a party going on at the house. Stop by and get some barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah. And he pulled you to the side. Like, what you bringing him in here for? There's kids running around here. like I'm some child molester or something.
Yeah. In front of Martin. Why are you bringing this man up in here? We don't know him. He might be some child molester or something. Get him the fuck on out of here. And I was like,
there's kids here. what the fuck?
I looked at him like, I'm sorry.
You got to go.
I ain't want to stop here no way.
I was so embarrassed. You never know what you're going to get my dad, man. You didn't know. You just don't know.
Nah, my dad was the same way.
Yeah.
It's somebody get drunk, start messing with my friends, trying to burn them with cigarettes, offer them weed. Yeah, he could just want to challenge people when out of the blue. It was just when I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know what he's going to do this time.
He tried to put cigarettes out on people.
It's nuts. my father-in-law. This is a story I always tease my wife about because he was a marksman in the Marines, and you know he's out later. But he had a best friend who kept flirting with his wife. So then he took him out hunting, and they had to cut it short because he somehow accidentally shot him in the neck.
Kill him. Kill him?
No. Oh, no, Jesus. No, no. Just hit him enough to deliver a message.
Wow. Talk about getting trumped on these stories. My daddy was slapping people. Your daddy was shooting people.
Well, it was my father-in-law.
Your father? Oh, your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Damn, all you motherfuckers crazy. Oh, people laughing. Willie Coleman called Martin a child molester. Oh, my dad tried to hashtag you.
I'm so over here just trying to eat my ribs.
Man, I was like, I can take this. Get the fuck out of here, man. Go, just go.
What you doing bringing him over here? Let me talk to you, boy.
I'm still, to this day, I'm still sorry about that, man. I'm still sorry about that. Damn. You know, we got all these raw-ass daddies out here. The problem is, for Father's Day, we never give them a shirt from DTMerch.com. If we had, they would have been so much mellow. If we had got them like, hey, it's summertime, they would have been real cool with a tank top. We got the summertime drawstring backpacks out there. Of course, we got the regular T-shirts. We got the jerseys, the hats, the beanies, the backpacks, phone covers, the gift of choice with a gift certificate. And, of course, we have, until the end of June, Will Valley's very own Marvel-style comic book cover. You can get that. That's a very lovely shirt. I love that shirt so much. I'm going to get one for myself. And that's until the end of that's until the end of June. But we heard that we have some artists that are coming up. So we welcome them when they get here and looking forward to what they do. Oh, let me see here. And Marcus is right. DT Merch, number one shop for all fathers out there. Of course. You know what? Dad ain't like mama. Dad like that raunchy humor. You know, dad, he don't mind a little few curse words here and there with his jokes. And that's a good time to get him a subscription to doubletoasted.com. You know, he's wearing his DT gear. Why not have him join in on a stream or two with us? Maybe show his face around here in Skype. You know, send an email. Let us hang out with Pops for a little while. And
especially for 1 week. It's free.
For 7 days. Oh, that makes you know, dad tight with his money. Pops is tight. Why I got time to spend no money on that? Oh, it's free? Yeah, you know, let him try it out 7 days for free. And that's when you're going to be like, you know what? I like them boys. How can I spend time with them all the time? Well, get him a subscription. And tell him to keep the audio for free if he doesn't like it. That's always free on the iTunes and the SoundCloud. But you know what? He's going to like it so much that he's probably going to subscribe in many ways, including an Amazon account, combining it with our Amazon pay button. He's going to put that username in there, that password. He's going to press enter. He's going to be like, oh, shit, boy, what is this all over my body? I'm going to tell him it's that, that toasted goodness, daddy, all over your body. And let me see here. Also, remember, Martin, you just mentioned that we have less than 2 weeks before. We are in Chicago for Double Toasted Live in Chicago. Gonna be bringing people big night of live comedy, games, prizes, music. Gonna have for you one big party at the end of the night. Go to partydt.com and get your tickets over there. And you'll get all the information, like the doors are open at 7, show starting at 8 at the Park West. Also, you can go to ticketfly.com and get your tickets over there. I'll take you to the website where you get your tickets for that. And I hope that everything went well with the New York get-together last night. I have not heard about it, but tomorrow we got What Up, Son coming up, and I'm sure that we will hear about that then.
Oh, I talked to Oz. Everybody had a good time.
Did they have a good time? Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that.
They were having a good time before he got there, and even after he left, they were still hanging
out. They were still going, I got to get the hell out of here. You toast is crazy. And, because Oz talks just like that. But, you know what? Let me see here. We just got through talking about fatherhood and fathers that are slapping people. Fathers, that's my father. Y'all should listen to the – if you're looking at this on YouTube, my dad slapped the hell out of people back in the day. He should be in jail right now. But, hey, my father had nothing on your stepdad. Your dad's stepdad's out there shooting people. Giving
father-in-law, but yeah.
I'm sorry, father-in-law.
Yeah.
I'm going to make him relate to you one way or another. I want you to be crazy just like him. Your father was out there shooting people in the necks, giving warnings. Don't you come back around here.
Oh, oops. Thought you were a deer.
Yeah, that was an accident unless you fuck up again. Now, y'all look at us and being like, damn, y'all got some wild-ass daddies out there. But our daddies ain't got nothing on some of the fathers we're going to talk about in a little bit. We got a list for Father's Day of the worst daddies out there in cinema for 2018. But also, let's not make it all bad. Let's not be totally negative. We also have a list of the best fathers in movies.
I'm curious about this list.
For 2018. You could probably guess some of these. But you want to jump into it right now? And
sure.
Okay, Martin. Why not? And you tell me if you've thought of some of these.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to go ahead and start. I want to get all the bad stuff out the way. Let's start with the bad daddies out there.
Okay.
And let's just get the most obvious one out the way. Thanos.
Right. know,
Thanos is the worst case of child abuse that we have ever seen. Got two daughters, Gamora and Omega, or whatever, Nebula. Made his own little private fight club with them.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't bad enough to stop there. If you lost, then he started taking parts off of you.
Right.
Started replacing them with mechanical shit, and you know, pretty much make you an android. And apparently this girl, she got her ass whooped. It's one of those things where I'm like, well, you know, just get better. you kind of deserve this a little bit. But people are saying, well, he didn't like that girl, no way. Yeah, he had a favorite. What's her name? Gamora.
Gamora.
Gamora was his favorite, you know, and he said, you know what, I like you so much, but I'm sorry I got to throw your ass off this cliff right here.
I was thinking about that today before I even knew what the show was going to be about. She was all like, you're lost. You're lost, you bitch.
Oh,
now what?
She had it
I'm
coming.
I'm so glad I got to see your face. Wait, why are you looking at me like that?
I wish I had the clip. I can't get it for you, but she was up in his face. It's sad, but she kind of had it coming.
At that moment, she did.
And I knew something was going to happen because Thanos just sat there and he's just kind of like, and he's like, you know what? Bring your ass here. And she was, I remember when I was a kid, I saw my friend Michael Booker.
Oh, you going to cry?
Oh, yeah.
Some tears about.
My friend Michael Booker, he had a sister who told her mother, she's like, sometimes I hate you, mama. And she's like, oh, you hate me? All right, come on. Come here. And she was getting pulled down the hallway. It was like a murder scene. We were just looking at her. And she was kind of like, no, mom, I love you. I love you. She's like, y'all just going to look at this. Help. Help. Help me. Oh, God, help. She was just getting dragged down the hallway.
Oh, you can't do this. Look into your heart.
And she went in that bathroom and threw her ass off just like it. And when she went in that bathroom, all I heard was, I love you, mama. I love you. I love you. She's like, I know you love me. I know you love me. I love you, too. That's what Thanos was like. Yeah, you know what? I love your ass, but you got to go.
I love you so much, I have to kill you.
I have to kill you. And it was all for some rocks that was some bling for his gold pimp glove.
It was a mighty glove, though.
It was a mighty glove, a mighty good-looking glove. And, you know, I mean, my man is hardcore. And he's talking about he's doing this for the world, but, you know, he just like killing.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face.
See ya, bitch. You know, when the nicest thing that you've ever done that you think of is killing a trillion people.
Right.
You know that you are not going to make good dad material out there. Thanos is the obvious one, man.
Sure. Even when he's slaughtering half her people, like the nicest thing he does is turn her away from it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm a good dad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you see how I kill all these motherfuckers over here. I protected you. But your ass has got to go. She was talking some shit. I was just kind of like, girl, just shut up.
Like the whole audience is watching her going like,
Like, I know he's not a good dad, but shut the fuck up.
Oh, tears, really?
Yeah. You know what happened when I talk shit to my dad? He slapped the fuck out of me. I mean, he didn't throw me off a cliff.
That would have been next.
Yeah, but that would have been next if I kept running my mouth. So Thanos gets the award, the top award for being the worst father in cinema as far as 2018 goes. Let's go to number two. I'm just going to tell y'all, Marvel got all this. Marvel ain't got one good dad ass. Marvel just got deadbeat dads, because the next one is Tony Stark.
Oh, and the father figure. Yeah.
Now, y'all saying, well, Tony ain't got no kids. Tony a player, man. Tony might have kids that he don't know about.
Right.
But Tony Stark ain't got no kids. And it's like, hey, man, no. No, let's not forget that he chose. My man chose to play the father figure. Peter didn't ask for this.
True.
This man gave Peter Parker a super spider suit and let him run crazy. And then going to come back and try to discipline his ass like a father when he thinks he's done wrong.
Do you know that I was the only one who believed in you? Everyone else said I was crazy to recruit a 14-year-old kid.
Or 15.
No, this is where you're zipping.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's like, everyone said I was crazy to recruit a 15-year-old kid. Because you are. Because
you are. First of all, you gave a kid, a 15-year-old kid, a piece of weaponry.
Yeah.
This is like giving a 15-year-old like a fighter jet, man. You know, you don't do that. It wasn't bad enough to just give the kid the suit. First of all, he lied to his aunt. And being a pervert about it while he's doing it, he lied to his aunt.
Hey, May. How you doing? What are you wearing? Something skimpy, I hope.
You boring motherfucker. Look at that. Well, I'm just fucking with you.
You know your aunt fine.
Yeah, look at that. Boy. But no, your aunt is fine, though.
You're going to be mad if I hit that on you.
Hey, May. My gosh. I want to tell you what an incredible job your nephew did. At the Stark internship retreat.
Stark internship retreat. No, he gave this kid a piece of weaponry, lied to his guardian, his aunt, his loving aunt, so that he could actually put this kid in the middle of a war.
Under roof!
Hey, everyone.
And that was his secret weapon.
Yeah.
A 15-year-old kid, man.
Listen, how old are you? 14? I'm 15. All right. I need you to go attack the world's greatest fighter. Can you do that?
That is true, man. Because I'm looking at this. Let me see here. This guy right here, man. He went and took this kid and got him not only in a war with Captain America, but let's not forget that he put him in the middle of a war with the greatest threat to Earth. Let him kindly come in and fight Thanos, man.
Yeah.
You know, hey, kid, you my bottom bitch.
Well, no,
you my
backbone. He was mad at him for showing up for that.
After he got him all, like, hyped up and thinking that he was part of the team, giving him a super suit. Why you going to give me this suit if you're not going to let me fight?
Well, it's not so much the problem with him, like, with mm-hmm. Homecoming, is that he gives him that technological marvel of a suit and then doesn't stick around to really walk him through it. Just kind of like, here you go. Go out there and just – here's some vague instructions. Don't do what I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And then later comes around, boy, you really fucked that up, didn't you? It's like, yo, that's not the way that works.
Yeah, exactly, man. And you know something? After putting this boy in so much danger, after pretty much mentally abusing this kid, he still can't give him a hug.
That's not a hug. I'm just grabbing the door for you.
You know, this guy right here is a real – piece of work, man.
Yes.
We all knew that Tony Stark was kind of shitty, but this is a new low right here, man.
Yeah. I mean, when you start adding up the tab of all the stuff he's done,
you know,
creating Ultron,
oh,
which led to everything in Avengers 2. that whole Sokovia Accords that he tried to ramrod down everybody's throat, which started the Civil War in the first place.
Yeah.
And then this.
This guy is like, I don't care if you're not his blood daddy. You took on the role of a mentor, which bled over into being a father. And it wasn't even about him. It wasn't even about being a father. It was all about Tony, man.
Yeah.
It was all, how can I pimp this motherfucker out for my own special need? You know, we all love Tony Stark. We know he's trying to do his best, but even then he had to know, like, come on, man, this is abuse of power. You know this. You ain't that stupid. You're a genius. You're not that dumb.
Yeah, he did the research to know what issues that Peter had.
Exactly. Exactly, man. And like I said, let's move on to the next one real quick, man. Marvel is
Marvel again?
Marvel is scarce on good fathers, man. And the next one is T'Chaka from Black Panther, man.
Oh.
Now y'all say, Carlos, I know you want to love this man. I know this man seems like he, and look, I'm going to tell you, it really, the man for so long has people fooled into thinking that he's a good guy because, you know, he's a great king, a great husband, a great provider, and a great father. But he's a deadbeat ass uncle, man. This and y'all say, well, that's an uncle. Well, let me explain how that bleeds over.
Okay.
This man is living in a vibranium castle in Wakanda for years. Meanwhile, put his brother out in the projects and under the name of, you know, infiltrating and spying.
He's a spy.
But then when his brother finally realizes, man, there's a lot of black people out here who ain't got shit. And you live in a vibranium castle and you ain't doing nothing.
I observed for as long as I could. The leaders have been assassinated. Communities flooded with drugs and weapons. They are overly policed and incarcerated. All over the planet, our people suffer because they don't have the tools to fight back.
Brother's passion to fight back. He was making some sense. And what does his brother do? His brother kills him in cold blood and abandons his brother's son. Because he's saying, well, that little nigga's just a nephew anyway. Let's go. You know, I got real blood to take care of at home. I don't know this kid. Leave his ass here. Hey, you know what? The system will get him. Take care of him. Mm. And then when you look at it, for years this man has been living a lie, and he has to not get the truth from his, not from his daddy, but from his dead daddy's lying-ass ghost.
Why didn't you bring the boy home?
Why? Well, fuck.
Nobody asked me directly before.
Did you see the way he had to turn away? He got caught in a lie so bad, but both the miles stopped blinking at different times.
Even his eye was twitching like, oh, you fucked up now.
And even people behind like, yeah, man, what's up with that? Ain't got nothing to say.
He's looking around for somebody to hand him a Twix.
Yeah. Man had to go to the spirit world to get the truth. And still caught his ass in a lie. You know something? The man was, he might have been a great husband, a great king, and a great provider, but he just went down a notch on the father scale.
It was a lapse in judgment because it had always been the credo to not bring in outsiders.
But you know what?
And he wasn't forward-thinking enough to say, hey, I'll make an exception this time.
You left your nephew behind to get caught up in the system, and then everybody look at this man, Killmonger, and say he's crazy. And
he's crazy.
Well, he's crazy.
I ain't letting him off. Man, I know everybody romanticizes Killmonger, but I ain't letting him off the hook.
I don't either.
He named himself Killmonger.
He was in war. You know, that was what you do.
You go to war to protect your country, not to rack up kills and mark yourself.
Yes,
with
you
them.
Do. To no, be the best, to be the best you can be. That's
no,
a job.
No,
at a job you excel at your job.
No,
the best
those,
you can
those,
be.
Those be all you can be commercials.
Oh yes,
they weren't promoting that.
He was all he could be. But Martin, the thing
he
is,
didn't read the fine
we
print.
Would not have Killmonger if it weren't for that lapse in judgment. And he put everybody in danger, including his own family.
There's no way to have known that was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not. Look, I don't let Killmonger off the hook. I don't talk to many people. I was like, this guy wants to commit genocide. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to go to the roots of the problem. And Daddy Panther is one of those roots. Lie, I know you love this man. I ain't letting him off the hook.
That kind of thing has happened to so many people who don't go down the Killmonger route.
Yeah, but you know what? in this one time when the stakes were high. It did.
The stakes weren't that high.
He wanted to take down Wakanda. This man has to realize, and then kept a lie from his family. Left his own nephew. The nephew later wanted to kill his son. Look, he's not as bad
Shakespearean.
He's not as Shakespearean, and there was a lot of assholes in Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And you know something? I'm leaving him on this list, goddammit, because he's not the worst. That's why he's the third one on the list, but he needs to be held accountable. I like how I talk about this man like he's real.
And I won't rest until T'Chaka is brought before the council.
I want an apology. And not some old sorry ass eye twitching apology. Not the worst on the list, but not great. I'll leave it at that. But you know what? Maybe that's a good transition. He's not as bad as the others. He did his job as a father. He had some mistakes that he made with dire, dire consequences. But now let's move on.
He did what he thought was right at the time.
I just cannot get over that abandoning your own blood like that. He could have brought that boy back. But whatever, man. Whatever. You know what? That's how close I am to the movie. Maybe a little bit too close. But you know what? Let's move on to the great fathers out there.
Okay.
Not just good, but great fathers in cinema of 2018. Now, a lot of these are great because they just stayed around.
The
bar set that low. These are situations where I don't think you could blame anybody for leaving if they really had to. And the first great dad on this list is John Krasinski, man. A Quiet Place. In a world of creatures and monsters, this man did everything to protect his family.
He did work out a lot of systems.
Man, he worked out a lot of systems.
I still haven't seen all the movie. I've only seen a little bit of it.
Well, this man worked out a system, even learning sign language. Uh-huh. And he's surrounded by people who are just fuck-ups. You know what I mean?
Okay, like I said, I haven't seen much of the movie, but every time I would watch some of it, it'd be somebody fucking up in a most obvious way.
I mean, this man has survival skills. He's trying his best. Meanwhile, the rest of the family fucking up. The kids are clumsy. Hold on to that. Oh, I'm going to get to that. I got something to say about that. Because even then, before we get to the point I want to talk about, the rest of the kids, just as clumsy as fuck, they got soft shit all around the house. Uh-huh. All they got to do is just exist. They still fucking up. God damn it! All y'all had to do was just play the game and shut up. You know...
I'm sorry, that was a visceral reaction from me. It's like, Oh my God.
Now you know how I feel about Daddy Panther. but all they had to do, look at him. And the man is just patient with it, doesn't do anything. He's trying to look at him. He's like, I would have died. I'm like, just shut the fuck up. Fuck. You know, but he's
Roll.
Like, yeah, he's not like that. He's like, shh, it's okay, children. Just be quiet. Quiet. This man has the most patience and dedication to this family. You know, the wife getting pregnant. She could have helped.
I know. Jesus. Come on, girl.
Oh, we had to do. How many times I pull out? Come on. You know, but the point that got me, the man is dedicated to his family to the point where he's willing to sacrifice himself for them. But, you know, I don't blame him for that. Who wouldn't sacrifice themselves for their kids unless your kid was extremely stupid? There's a point where your kid he's gone. There ain't nothing that you can do for him. And he did it by his own dumb hands. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I love that slow turnaround.
Kid.
Defiant.
The kid knows that there's monsters that hear sound, and the boy just, he's not, this is not an accident. Uh-huh. This is not like, oops, I'm sorry, I know this wasn't here. You know, I didn't know I had batteries. It's like, no, I'm actively playing with
I'm
shit.
I'm actively taking these batteries and putting them in here and playing
and
with
it. And playing with it.
Not even walking with his family anymore, just stopping.
Yeah.
Now.
He's probably making noise with my meow, pew, 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 meow. And meanwhile, John Krasinski just dedicated his little dumbass. No, there's a point where you say, you know what? He's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by that point, John Krasinski ain't going to beat that monster, man.
Yeah, but it's funny because the people I was watching with afterwards, they were like, oh, that's so sad that he was just a little boy. I was like, nah, he was not going to last in this world.
No, he was a little dumbass, and he was not going to live in this world. Sometimes you got to say, you know what? I already got two of the dumbass kids. I do not need a third one. One got to go right here. You see, when I saw my kid doing that, I was like, all right, you fucking want to die. You know, like, I would have just sat there and just watched. Okay, you just go ahead and have fun with your little plane. Tell that monster how much fun you're having too.
Yeah, it'd been a teaching moment for the other kids.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even look at it like, while it's actively happening. Now, you see? Now, when you knock over shit.
Nobody turn your head. You're going to watch this.
Yeah. Have fun for the next 2 seconds. Hope that shuttle was worth it. You about to shuttle off to little heaven. But the man, do you see how we are? Right now people are saying, man, y'all some assholes. But John Krasinski, he was dedicated.
He was.
Yeah, he was. Makes him a great dad because I would have been gone. In fact, I would have used him to run the other way.
Yeah, everybody just turn.
Yeah.
Let's keep walking.
The next dad that's a great dad for cinema in 2018, Mr. Incredible, man.
Sure.
Mr. Incredible, he just came out with the movie. The movie is about him being a dad against all odds, man. You know, Mr. Incredible, if you look at his life, he's a great dad. He and Elastic Girl have done wonders with the children, you know, considering that they have powers that could kill people. You know, they're pretty responsible kids. But when you have a baby that can kill you by just sneezing. You know what I mean? At this point, most guys would be out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I can handle most of it, but the laser beam eyes, nah.
The laser beam, no, no, hell no. And this man, this man right here, he deals with this kid who has all these powers, including being a demon.
Combustion imminent? What does that mean?
You know, he's pretty much raising the Antichrist, like mm-hmm. I was saying.
Yeah.
And somehow, he still manages to just overlook it, still help kids with homework, you know, still cook. Not getting any sleep, by the way. The most that he does by complaining is just calling his bro Frozone over and saying, man, help me with these motherfuckers right now. I don't know what else to do.
That's what being a dad is about, all that stuff.
So your kid had lasers?
She had a sonic scream.
Yeah, you know, Jack-Jack is cute, but at this point, Jack-Jack probably needs to die, you know. But my man says, no, nah, you know what? I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to keep doing what I have to do to raise these kids and protect them. And that makes him one of the, not best, but greatest dads out there right now. Plus, his movie's pretty cool.
Hey, sure.
And let's go ahead and get to our last one right here. Catching his daughter on a period. Mama gone. Mama ain't around nowhere. And he's trying his best. Bags under his eyes and everything. That man earns Father of the Year as far as I'm concerned. Now, this next I'm going to leave. And this is our final one. I'm going to leave this one behind. This one as our last one. I don't think this man is as good a father as Mr. Incredible. But I'm talking about Gabriel Byrne. And Hereditary.
Oh,
now I know you don't
I
like
it. I put him on the worst dads.
I do not. Because when you look at Hereditary, there's a lot of crazy shit happening here. But before any of the weird stuff happens in the film, before any kind of the really, really real, that they say scary stuff starts to hit, the family's already crazy. The family is, let me turn this up so everybody can hear it because this clip is kind of low. The family's already kind of going nuts. The family's already arguing with each other. They are the prime example of being a dysfunctional family.
Sneer at you? I don't ever sneer at you.
Oh, sweetie, you don't have to. You get your point across.
Okay, so fine, then say what you want to say then.
Peter.
I don't want to say anything.
You know, this man, everybody fights, they argue, they fuss at each other, they cuss at each other, and the whole time he's just sitting up there just trying to keep things together. Just trying to make people stay calm.
He's awful.
But you think so?
Yes, I do. Because that whole blowout they have, they needed that. They had a lot of stuff bottled up, and that's why it was so tense. And they're finally getting it out. It's one of these movies where people have conversations they need to have, and they just aren't having them. So finally they're having it, and he's there. Everybody stop. No, be nice. No, don't say that. It's like, shut up. Let them do this.
No, no. This man should sit. He should sit back, and he's trying to do what a father should do. He's trying to actually facilitate between two people instead of letting them go at it, especially when he sees it about to explode and what just happened with them.
No, he's making it worse.
I disagree, my friend. And you know what? I'll give you that much if you want to take it. But when the real crazy shit starts to happen.
From your mother?
What?
Sometimes I swear I can feel them in the room.
You know, weird shit starts to happen, he's still cool about it. Now, maybe a little bit too cool, because he's just kind of like, you know, I don't really know if this is what's happening here. You know, this guy,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, there's really genuinely weird shit happening and erratic behavior from his wife, which he spends a lot of time going like, well, now, I don't know. Well, until finally he's like, all right, God damn it, I'm sick of you doing this. I'm like, man, your wife is either right about weird shit going on or she's ill. And you need to take care of this.
He's trying to do his best, Martin.
His best man sucks.
I know you don't like the movie, but this man earns my father.
But I specifically did not like him and the way he behaved in this.
I didn't.
I think it's Gabriel Byrne, but just what was written for this character to do and say and react.
See, that's why we have two different reactions here, because I know you didn't like the movie. I actually liked the movie.
Yeah.
And he's one of the characters. I was like, wow. You know, the only part I can say about him is that there's crazy shit that happened. He's like, well, I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for this.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you know,
yeah, exactly.
You just
walks out of the room.
Yeah, just did you just see that? But again,
I'm like, how much are you Mr. Avoidance in life?
It comes down to like, hey, a lot of people would be gone with his family, but he's sitting by trying to put everything together. Even a part in the movie says, I'm just trying to raise my son while trying to be a good husband. Most people would be gone in this. Martin doesn't agree, but I think that this man has the best patience in this movie that I've seen this year.
No, he's ineffectual. He has patience because he doesn't know what else to do.
We disagree about
completely impotent.
We disagree about the movie, Martin.
He does not help this family at all.
We disagree about the movie, and we disagree about this character right here. I am sorry.
I know there's no way you would react the same way he does.
Oh, hell no. I'd be like, my dad is slapping motherfuckers. You know? but that's what makes him better than me. You know, I look at this and like, well, at what point would I lose my shit and this man keeps it together? I have to admire that he goes way further than I would. And you know something? I think all that depends on whether or not you like the movie or not. And if you don't.
But no, it's you got it reversed. It's more of a not liking the way these things are written what makes me not like the movie. It's not like I dislike the movie, so I hate these things. It's these things that make me not like the movie.
Yeah. Well, Martin, we'll just have to agree to disagree on this. I like this man right here. He's in a movie that is so batshit insane. It's good to have somebody in there who's actually trying to keep things together, even when it's kind of crazy.
That makes no sense.
That makes perfect sense, man. When shit is going off the walls and you still trying to hold it together,
you try to fix it.
He's trying to fix it by keeping together. We are not going to agree on this, Martin. I'm your daddy, and I don't argue with me. But no, I just don't. I don't know what to tell you. I think that he's a good character. But you know, okay, Martin. Here's where we might agree.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you what. We're not done with 2018, and I'll even give you some future candidates down the road. One of those being Dwayne the Rock Johnson, because Dwayne the Rock Johnson got a movie coming out, and where he just simply does this. I would never do that for my family. Jumping across a building like that. If you do that for your family, that's...
Is that how he runs? Because that was awful slow. He is going to drop like a stone.
That's why this is bullshit. People look... And that's another thing, Martin. He's got a fake leg while he's doing it. That makes him a great dad, man. That makes him a great dad. That makes that a shitty CG effect. Oh fuck!
unless that fake leg is bionic,
yeah.
He's going down.
Maybe it's got like a spring in it. This man, they have people putting out like grabs saying, "No fucking way, this
exactly.
would work."
Yeah.
No. People have like,
and that speed, he ain't grabbing nothing.
No, people say there's a trajectory where he would just get to the window and just fall.
Yeah,
no, hell no.
He would
no.
never reach that building.
No, he would never reach it. But hey, man, you know what? Ain't no man, ain't no fucking
back
way.
Again.
There's no way. There's a point where people
screw you.
There's a point where people keep saying, but he's the Rock, and you just got to say, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Why are you questioning this? He grabbed a torpedo.
He I know. But in this one, he's supposed to be a little more grounded, but right. still, it's like, it's the rough. I like the way I say grounded, and he's up in a skyscraper jumping across the sky. But hey, you know what? If they could convince us that that could really happen, he's a damn good father. Oh my God. All right. That is that.
Hey, when did we see Daddy's Home 2? Was that last year or this year?
It's
Christmas.
Yeah, that's 2017. Okay. All right. Yeah, Christmas. All right. Well, there you go. You know what? I like the way Martin came in and gave me some discussion with this. That's perfect. And some of you might agree. You might disagree. If you have any, shut your ass. Which one do you disagree with?
Dude, Ego.
But Ego did not come out in 2018.
But you added a Tony Stark, dude.
Tony Stark.
It's like Avengers. Infinity Wars was this year. No, but Spider-Man was like, what, last year? Spider-Man. Oh, no,
y'all. Oh, wow. He's not coming back. All right, Felix. So, do you have your own list of people?
Well, I was actually surprised he didn't put Cable on the list.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, Cable's not. Oh, well. That's one way to get you back.
He just summoned me back. I got better down the hallway. Already. Wait, by the way, I was like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. All right. Well, give us some of your choices out there. We would love to hear them, and I appreciate that. That's why I make these lists, because we like to hear from people out there, too. And happy Father's Day to everybody out there, whether you be a Mr. Incredible or whether you be Thanos. I whoops my kids. They learns. Let me see the chat. You know, I'll go to the chat and ask, maybe they have some things that that they think are out there. Let's see. they even talking about I don't know if this means he's good or he's bad. They're talking about
Deadpool,
Kyrell or whatever his name is. Like, what? Oh, people said, what about Cosby? Oh, let's see. Somebody said, I ran in here like The Rock. Da-da-da-da. Felix! Oh, let me see here. All right, let's go ahead. Let me see here. What we got? Yeah, I was picking people from 2018. So there's some bad fathers out there. No, don't think I didn't think of Ego. Ego's the worst. Yeah, and they're putting that in the Guardians just had several daddies in there.
Yeah, a lot of these movies are about daddy issues.
They really are. All right, let's go ahead. Good dad. No, that's a debatable one too. Scott Lang.
He's trying,
but yeah, you know, he's out there still doing shit that puts his family at risk. It's debatable.
Being a superhero also.
Superheroes invite danger for the family. That's why they have identities, secret identities, yeah. Man. Yeah. So these are debatable. So, you know, go ahead and put yours up there and let's see what you think. Is Hank Pym a good dad?
I mean, his daughter's still working with him, even though she's mad at him most of the time.
Okay, so maybe they got the issues out the way.
I mean, perhaps.
He's trying. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at this next thing. And we're going to try to get through this because I don't want to dwell on something bad. But a certain person out there is catching a lot of heat for being another one, a sexual and emotional abuser. Y'all probably know who I'm talking about.
The Talking Dead. I'm here with Pat, executive producer of The Walking Dead, 6,000 intimate fans. And now, everyone, hang on.
Hang on. I just got a hashtag. This guy right here is in the news right now. Chris Hardwick. Put that W in there. But this man, y'all know him from the Nerdist website. You know him from probably The Walking Dead, where he does The Talking Dead, as you see him doing here. He also did, what else did he do? He did Talking Bad, yeah. What other shows did he do?
At Midnight, and Talking Saul.
Talking Saul, yeah. What else did he do?
At Midnight.
Oh, really? And what about y'all can't be talking about everything, all right?
I know.
All these shows that y'all got, just trying to force them now. I know he has some game shows out there, and he's also a stand-up comic. And some people say just, one of the first big internet entrepreneurs. He took the Nerdist and blew it up into something that was huge. Now, let me see what we got here. His girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, who, and I forgot her name. What's the girl's name?
Chloe Dykstra.
Chloe Dykstra. So you see that he's losing a lot of shows now. AMC suspends Chris Hardwick talk show after ex-girlfriend makes allegations of abuse. A lot of things he's losing right now. And if you've read about this, his ex-girlfriend, actress Chloe Dykstra, said that he sexually and emotionally abused her. From what I understand, if I got the details right, because I don't know if they're in here, but he emotionally abused her, I guess making her self-conscious about her looks, maybe going in and he wanted her to be ready for sex right after he was coming in from work at certain times. Have you seen these things?
Yeah.
And then he blackballed her from getting future jobs when she was going out, trying to get acting gigs and whatnot. Now, if any of this happened, horrible. I'm not saying that that is something – I'm not defending this guy. I'm not saying that that is something that needs to be overlooked. We need to brush those allegations aside. But when I heard about this, and I'm inviting people to tell me about it. I'm not coming in and making. I'm not taking sides with anything, and I'm not trying to sit up here and paint any party in this. To be bad, or as liars, or as people who are misrepresenting the truth. The thing is that when I heard about it, Chris Hardwick had not put his side of the story out there yet.
Sure.
And at that point, and that's kind of important to me because at that point, people started already putting out there saying things about him as if he was already guilty.
Right.
And I heard, and what bothers me about that is that people were finding any reason to say that this guy was guilty. Now, if he did do it, then by all means, he needs to suffer the consequences. But people were already putting out there like, I always knew it about that guy. Just don't like the way he looks. I never trusted that guy. And I was like, you're full of shit. Come on. Was he one of my favorite personalities or celebrities out there? No. But did I really think about him as being the worst of anything? No, not really. Just never really thought about Chris Hardwick at all.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you see the people saying like, I never trusted that guy. I see the people who are like, man, he always seemed like such a nice guy. I feel let down. Where I'm like, you didn't know him.
Yeah.
He seemed like a nice guy because he gets on TV. He's a good looking enough guy. He likes the shit you like. And he smiles. He knows how to talk.
Yeah.
But there's nothing necessarily to make you think he's a nice person other than you projecting that onto him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I read an article and I didn't get a chance to find it before we came in here. But this is what I think people need to avoid. By no means. And see, this is another thing where immediately and especially – with the Me Too movement going on, the height of women speaking up for themselves, which is all good. Don't get me wrong. But there are people who have really taken it to a point where, and the one article even said this, they said, in the court of law, you are innocent until proven guilty. In the court of public scrutiny, well, we going after the accused. And it's like, that's bullshit, man.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, I did the same thing with a lot of people out there who ended up being proven guilty with this. And it's only because, and a lot of people didn't like where I went, because when I first heard about Cosby, I was like, let's hear about what comes out more. Turns out it got to a certain point. You could not deny that Cosby did this.
Right.
Right.
But I don't regret that in the beginning. I said like, well, I'd like to know more or have some proof of some sort. Because like the bigger the accusation, I feel like the more you need to actually, back this up.
Yeah. And this is what I was saying yesterday. We were doing the Twitch thing. I was doing that with Felix. And I was just kind of like, yeah, man, I heard about this. I don't know enough about it to come up here and say, yeah, that guy needs to go. You look at situations where people, the internet wants a target.
Oh, yeah.
To vilify.
Yeah.
And if that target deserves it, then so be it. But unlike something like Cosby or even Morgan Freeman that just came out or anything like that, right now this is one person who put their side of the story out. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who hadn't said anything. And it's kind of turned into a – when I first heard it was a he said, she said situation. Now, maybe something else came up.
Sure.
He's made a statement, and I don't think he ran it through a publicist first.
Well, what did he
– He talked to TMZ.
Well, what did he say?
Oh, okay.
Basically, by now he's actually talked to TMZ, and he said that you know, I don't know why she would say this, and yeah, we had a relationship where we would yell at each other, and you know, in the middle of it, I found out she cheated on me, and she tried to take me back, which, like I said, it's like I said, if you look up the exact
well, does that prove his guilt?
No, it doesn't prove his guilt. Something I'm wondering about on this is because, again, I read the full letter she said, and she did say that she felt her ex might try to sue for slander, which in this case it would be libel because it's written, but she did keep the evidence from the relationship. So I'm wondering, again, not saying any guilt or anything, but if he does say that, you know, we got into arguments where we yelled, if that covers up, if there's voicemails or something, if that's like an attempt to get in front of that, because it seems like something you'd want to jump.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Wait till things come out. Wait till certain bits of information come out.
He hasn't made an official, here we go statement, but he has talked to TMZ because, you know, everybody talks to TMZ.
Yeah. Well, that's all I'm saying. You know, I'm not I've seen a lot of people that I thought would actually be fair come out against a lot of things and just automatically say asshole, guilty, victimizer, abuser, a villain, you know what I mean? And I've seen a lot of people just go off of nothing when saying that, except that we're at the height of this movement right now.
Yeah.
And that is the safest thing to say. Or maybe you even feel swept up in it and you feel emotional about it. And I don't blame people for that because, you know, for years, look, a lot of women have been, you know, just they have been blamed for their own for their own rape,
sure,
for their own abuse,
sure.
You know, they have been victims not only of a violent a crime, but they have been victims of you talked about that public scrutiny. They've been victims of public scrutiny by being called whores for being what they are. It's your fault. What did you do? You know, women are just now coming to their own, and I understand why people are hesitant to not want to believe women. But when it's a new piece of news and it's a he says, she says situation, I think that, you know, no one should be blamed for saying, I don't know enough and I don't want to say anything yet.
Yeah. And there's also, like I said, the internet reaction is go both ways and both incredibly toxic. Like there's a lot of people saying, oh, you know, this is just a bitter bitch mad that he married into a bunch of
Nobody money. Should say that either. You know, that's the other thing.
Yeah. And one thing I'm curious about in this, like on a purely intellectual level, is in the letter she says, you know, you should probably shouldn't sue me. I do have evidence of what I'm saying. And it's like, does that constitute blackmail?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Yeah. All I know is this. All I know is, like, neither one of these people should be villainized because of what happened. You know, nobody should be going to her and saying, like, she's a bitter bitch. You know, oh, she's just out to get something. You don't know what her story is either. You don't know either one of these stories right here. It'll come out probably what happened. Until then, people should quit trying to take sides. It's not a fucking sports game. You know what I'm saying? These are two people's lives.
Yeah. And also, I mean, as far as, like, there's so many people who want to get involved in something that, for the most part, just took place between the two of them.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of what's in that, in what she wrote, is just stuff like, well, that's for the two of you to work out. Hey, I might not like it, but it's not for me to say who's right and who's wrong or to ruin either of your careers. I mean, if he actually did actively try to have her blackballed, to me, that's the worst thing about all that.
Yeah.
Because that
takes
it outside the relationship.
Yeah. That's real abuse of power right there. Yeah.
Everything else within the relationship, it's like, hey, man, I don't cut into that. I wouldn't do that. But for all I know, both of y'all were into it at the time.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows anything?
And this also isn't saying that, you know, I am suing you for this, or I am charging you with any crimes for this, or I'm filing a police report. None of it is
right.
None of it is
right,
out
right.
there.
None of it is illegal.
Well, I mean, there's some stuff that, as described, questionably illegal, but this isn't something where these are criminal charges being placed against you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the internet, man. Everybody wants to come in and act like they know something, and nobody knows shit. All right, and people should act like that.
People want to be crusaders and be heroes.
Yeah.
In a way that doesn't actually put them out there, cost them anything.
Yeah, I've known people who have been raped and abused, who are women.
Yeah,
and I've known guys who have been blamed for that, and who have not. I mean, I can tell you right now, I worked with a guy who was crying his eyes out, man, because he got blamed for looking at a certain part of somebody's body. Now, I can only believe this guy in that he didn't get fired. He He's never had a history of doing anything creepy to anybody at all. And he was crying. It's like, man, you know, some. And I know that they didn't like the guy, and they kind of looked at him as a creep. But, you know, only because he was just socially, what would be the word? He was socially
awkward.
Yeah, he was socially awkward, man. And he said, yeah, and he probably didn't know any better, but he's like, yeah, I was looking at this girl's Star Wars shirt, and she thought I was looking at her tits, and she went and told somebody that. And he's like, man, I don't know what to say. I've never done anything like that to anybody. I wouldn't do anything like that to anybody. And he stayed there, and nothing happened with the guy. So, you know, the guy, it could, and again, I don't know, maybe he was, but it was a guy who was very earnest about, I didn't do anything, man. You know, somebody just went and told somebody because they felt uncomfortable around me, which they except they felt uncomfortable around me before, and I've never done anything. So I don't know.
Yeah, and that's one of those weird things where harassment is that way where, because, like, I know I've gotten shit before for things I've said and done, and even if they weren't meant maliciously, I can't tell anybody else that I didn't make them feel uncomfortable. I can't say, no, I didn't harass you. You shouldn't feel harassed.
Oh, well, you know what? And let me tell you something. Skojo, you don't like it? You can get the fuck out, man. He's like, don't talk about it, Corey. Damn. It's like, it's news, motherfucker. Do you know what am I supposed to do?
We're on the internet.
Yeah, we're on the fucking internet, man. You don't like it. You don't have to listen. You know, don't fucking tell us how to do our thing here. Shit.
Why'd that set you off?
Well, no, because some people come in and just kind of like when they do that, it could be like, hey, well, maybe you shouldn't talk about it then, or maybe if you don't want it out there, don't talk about it. But it's like, man, don't talk about it. Damn, you know, getting attitude with it, you know. Then, you know, hey, don't tell us how to do our shit. If you don't like it, you know what you can do. So sorry, but yeah, man, you know, it's but yeah, that's all I'm saying. And plus, I guess I'm a little. I guess it, you know, it just bothers me that people want to judge both these people like that. You know? And that's why we're putting it out there, because it's a thing that's happening. We see it on the internet, and it was just kind of like, wow, man. You know, I see people trying to judge both these people like they know something. They don't know anything.
The internet is quick to get the pitchforks and
torches. Yeah. What do you have to say, man? Let them come up here. You know, nobody can hear you back there.
I wrote a Facebook status, and I had to quickly delete this because a couple of people were just told me, oh, you're wrong about this. I said, this situation is like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. We will never know what happened. We will never know what's between them. And then someone wrote, oh, you're automatically taking Johnny's side. How fucking dare you? He's a piece of shit. And I'm like, I'm like, no. I didn't say I was taking his side. I just said we'll never know what happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. People are so hostile and, you know, and people, you know, it's bad enough that you want to go in and just, you know, make up your own narratives about these people who you don't know anything about. But it's worse when you want to just attack somebody that you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, just because they have a different opinion. Believe me, that's happened to us. That happened to us a lot of times.
Yeah.
You should have seen the Dumbo comments.
The Dumbo? What did we say about Dumbo?
Well, no, just that the people were calling you racist because of the crows. They're like, you don't know what racism is just because they're not voiced by white people.
That makes no fucking sense. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm really trying to figure this one out. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Okay, you won that one because I can't fight. I got nothing to fight with. All right. So anyway, well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hey, well, I tell you what, man. Why don't you pull up a chair? Skojo, you know how we do, man. I know you didn't mean to set me up. I know. You know how we are. We do that to each other sometimes. You know how we are, man. let me see here. Let me see what we got. Oh.
Skojo, is that short for Scott Johnson?
Is it? If it is, I don't mean to talk to him like that. I like that guy. I'm sorry, man. Sometimes I don't know who these people are.
I know, I've done that too. Going off on somebody and then later go like, oh, I know it was you.
Yeah. Cool. So sorry. Let me get you a drink. Hey, Scotty, that's you, man. I'm sorry. Hey, bro, what's up? I don't know. Maybe it's... Let me see. Oh, it is too. Oh, yes, Martin, see? It is. Sky, how you doing, man?
I knew it was you, man.
Hey, I was just playing, as the kids say. Somebody said, "You got yourself a free drink, Sky." You do, man. I got you. Oh, let me see here. Let me see. Oh, so everybody knows our intern over here, Dr. Feelgood. You know, his name is Jake Freeling, but we would call him Jake Feeling. And we just said we like that one
nothing
better.
Nothing more than feelings.
We like feeling better. So we just said, hey, let's put it on twist on it. Dr. Feelgood, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Good. I'm doing good.
Now, if you've been keeping up with this young man over here, he's in training to be the greatest critic ever.
Yes, it's going to take our jobs.
Yeah, take our jobs one day. I hope so. I hope so. That means that we've done our job. And as we said, you know, training, everybody thinks that you go in there and you just go see movies and you talk about them and it's going to be so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy. That's why it's so important right now, because everybody can go out there and be a critic. And 90% of them, even more, suck.
Sure.
But you still have competition.
Sure.
No, that's why it is more important than ever to train to be the best critic that you can, and don't go out there just talking off the top of your head.
Sure.
You've got to learn these skills. You've got to learn to speak the language of film.
Yeah.
You've got to learn to take everything seriously, even the most ridiculous shit that's out there.
Of course.
Now, last week you came in here laughing. From this point on?
Last weekend,
you came in here laughing.
Oh, last weekend, yes.
Yes, yes. You came in here with all that grinning and laughing and sniggling and everything.
Sure.
You know, we're not doing that. I said we need to take things seriously.
Yeah, no, of course.
Of course. Oh, I just want to see you smiling. That's all. Take it off. Get that goddamn smile off your face.
Okay.
Smiling. Thank you. Now, today, I don't want you laughing. I want you smiling, because we're talking about something serious here right now.
Yeah.
We're doing a very serious review of a film that came out a few years ago. Oh, and this one is very hard to not come in and at least crack one smile.
Out here in the wild, when you don't fit in, life can be a real bear, especially for Norm.
What good is a bear if he can't even hunt, huh?
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
But when his home is threatened,
humans are invading our land.
Wait a minute, boys. Carabooyah.
I want one!
He'll finally discover...
Humans are moving here now! Look!
From Florida. What he was born to do.
Go to the city, Norm, and convince them not to move here.
But I'll need soldiers on the ground.
Those little guys?
He wants you to stomp on him. He wants you to prove how tough he is.
Wait for it.
You're invincible!
This January...
We've really got our work cut out for us. What could a bear like me do in a city like this?
That costume's exquisite. You even smell like a polar bear.
I'll take that as a compliment.
When it's time to shine.
I'm going
to
be so rich when I sell off the Arctic. It's going to be condos, shopping malls.
That's my home.
Vera, get my lawyer. We're going to copyright that roar and make it into a ringtone.
Why be normal?
We gotta find a way to stop that guy. Someone's coming.
That's natural.
Not that natural.
When you can be Norm.
We need to convince people to help you. And I have an idea.
Backup dancers. Let's show them who we really are.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Norm!
Oh my God! Fleming, look out! Wait for it. Jeez, they don't call this place a concrete jungle for nothing.
Norm of the North.
Dinner is served.
North.
What? I'm Big Bone.
You know, that would be a very easy movie to come in and make a lot of jokes over. Be very snarky about.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I know it's hard to believe, Martin. Martin, don't laugh. This is not funny. This review. This is we're taking things seriously now, because.
Do you mind if I move you back so I can just get closer to the mic?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Yeah, move your shit out of the way.
I'll move that
for you. You can laugh. You can. Now, here's the thing that I want you to do. As I was saying.
Yes, sir.
This is a movie that is very easy to come in and make fun of.
Sure.
But I want a very straightforward, serious review from you on this. And let's go ahead and get you going right now. We don't have to be all day with this, but I'm going to go ahead and let you get your review in there.
Okay.
And as I said, straight-faced. You ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, Norm of the North, I hated the film. It's not a good film at all. The animation, very trashy looking. It looks unfinished. The best animation is probably the bear himself, Norm of the North. But Mr. Green, the Ken Jeong character, it looks really unfinished. It looks like a food fight character. The writing is really bad. There are jokes in this movie that I'm like, where did that come from? Like the Norm of the North, when he's talking to Bill Nighy's character, he says, we have to do something. I have to do something. And Bill Nighy's character goes like, ah, number one or number two. I'm like, how the hell is that a joke? Like, I don't get how the fuck that's a joke. But story itself, how many times do we have to see a story where someone has to save their home from an evil corporation or something like that? It's so stupid. It's lazy. The writing is so lazy. This is almost as bad as Food Fight to me. This really is almost as bad as Food Fight to me. I was incredibly bored. I was so bored that I had to pause it every 15 minutes to keep telling myself, yeah, I'm watching Norm of the North. It's the acting, half the voice actors in the movie sound bored and the other half sound extremely tired. I will tell you, Rob Schneider is the best part of the movie, but when Rob Schneider is the best part of your movie, you know that there's a problem right there. It's boring, and I just didn't like any of the characters at all. I think Norm is a cliched character. I don't know what to say. He's so bad. And then the little girl, the animation is so weird. The little girl who hangs out with Norm in this movie, her neck is like a pencil, but her head is like a bowling ball. Like, what the fuck is that? Heather Graham, she's wasted. Ken Jeong, he's extremely over the top. Bill Nighy, he's probably I would tell you that he comes to being the best part of the movie, but he's barely in it. Thinks he thought to himself, oh, I'll do this for my grandchildren, Norm of the North. This is going to be the next Pixar movie or whatever. It's lazy, it's bad, and I just did not have a good time with it. I give it a fuck you.
Yes, but may I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
What about the Norm of the North Northern Shake? Stop laughing, man. Stop that goddamn laughing.
All right. You can't expect me not to laugh. You can't.
As I say, don't do as I do.
Okay.
God damn it. Now look at this bear and don't laugh.
Okay. Baby, won't you take my hand? I'll give you this. They did not have those subtitles in the movie. Give you that. They did not have those subtitles.
No. It was like a children's video or something.
Well, I texted a buddy of mine who saw this with his little cousin. And his little cousin's like three. And I'm like, oh, what did the little cousin think? Oh, he fell asleep. Halfway through the movie. Oh, the transitions in these movies, like the transition vibes, they're very 90s sitcom. I'm like, where the hell is this?
Yes. I like, you know.
Oh, how'd you feel about it compared to Dougal?
Okay, here's the thing.
I don't know what Dougal is.
We talked about Dougal. Okay. I have not seen Dougal in 10 years, so I can't really tell you, but I can tell you that Dougal probably has a better story to me. I reread the story to Dougal on IMDb after watching the movie. Dougal, I have not seen the movie again, but I can just tell you it already has a better story than Norm of the North.
Okay. All right. You know what? What I like about this review that you did, I like your passion behind it.
Yeah,
I think we found the one that pushed you over the edge a little bit.
It did. It made me mad, man. I was so bored.
Yeah. Now, normally I would take points off for cursing because you got to work your way up towards that. Now, I know we curse a lot.
Sure.
But if you go off and you want to write for some publication that doesn't
want to curse. Oh, I know. I can't quit cursing.
You can't use – so we're going to cut back on the cursing.
Okay.
But you did back up your points very well.
Thank you,
sir.
This
one. Definitely there's passion behind there. So you actually make me want to see the movie.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You did well enough to make where you make
you
me want
to see this.
I saw it.
No, okay. He put on his top 10 worst stuff. He said it's like a sex offender on a playground or something.
You got to love that the movie is all based around, well, if this character, this bear, can do dance moves from the 90s, it'll be enough to get the whole public engaged and save his home.
I love how Jake just couldn't look at this without laughing.
They make a fucking gay joke in the movie. They literally do. Where he literally walks out with a disco suit because Heather Graham's like, Norm, would you just come out? And he walks in. He's like, I think I just did. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. You know what? Like I said, I love your passion here. I don't want to hold it back. Next time, I even like your cursing in there, but next time I would pull back on the cursing.
Sure. For whatever the next movie is.
Yeah, but it's Norm of the North.
I can't blame him for that, man. That would push any man to the edge.
Well, and how many times are Norm and his grandpa going to almost die? Like, oh, my God, look, they're dead. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, look, they're dead. No, they're not. I'm like, oh, my God. And then that makes no sense. Oh, since you tried to kill the bear in the restaurant, your approval ratings went up. I'm like, what?
Well, this man is upset about this.
I am. Oh, and lemmings. Those are some creepy-ass motherfuckers. They are so peeing in the fish tank. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow. You know what? Now, I think that – Mark, you got any advice on – because I know that – look, I know I'm telling you that your review – I think what makes it good for me is that there was such passion behind it.
Sure.
I would have it be a little more cohesive.
Okay.
And I think that's why the cursing came out, because when you got to a point, I'm just kind of like, I don't fucking know what's going on here. You know, that's why I take notes on these things.
Sure.
So I could, you know, everything could kind of have a little, like a flow, like I can make one point and flow into the next one.
Sure.
I think you could work on flowing to your next point a little bit better.
Sure.
I know you have a little bit of time to do this, so it's not sure. Like us when we have a lot of time.
I agree with you there.
You see what I'm saying?
A little bit more flow from one thing to the next.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I got it. You know, this bear, he pisses me off too, man.
Yeah.
I get it. But that's why I gave this to you, because I knew that this would push you.
Yeah, so
this is, and you know what? That's the only reason why you failed with this one, because you came in more angry and you just got so mad and just talked about how mad the movie made you. And
you let Norm beat you.
You did. You let Norm beat you, man. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gave you this so that we could fight what you have going on right there. I like.
Wait, so I was supposed to give it. I'm confused. Was I supposed to give it a positive review?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just supposed to make you not be as emotional and not break like you did.
It's like if you were in a fight with this movie, it taunted you enough to make you angry and get sloppy. So it can find the right spot and hit you on the button.
Yeah. I'm trying to start out with something positive, which is said, I like that you got better at backing up some points and whatnot, but you were kind of scattered with it everywhere.
Sure.
When you hit a point, you were like, you gave a reason why, but I wish there was more flow in your review. And the only reason why there wasn't is because this movie pissed you off so bad. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree.
So what I would do is, to help you out,
I'm
going to find another movie that's going to piss you off. I want you to think about your rhythm and your flow with your review. Okay. I don't want you to use any curse words. I don't want the movie, as Martin says, to beat you, man.
Be surgical.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, be clever with the movie. You know, come in and be clever about the cursing. I know we do this ourselves, but you're better than this.
No, sure, no.
All right, you got it?
Yes, sir.
I can coach you on the side, too, if you want to go into the next film.
I won't be able to do it for 2 weeks, but sure.
Then that's plenty of time for you to think about what you did.
Sure.
that's right. You're leaving for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, or just a week.
Okay. All right, then. But you know what? I see improvements.
Thank you, sir.
Me too. I liked it. It was enjoyable.
Thank you, sir.
And it's only because you're doing it by yourself. If you were with somebody else having a back and forth, it would have been fine.
But that's why we let you up by yourself, because that's the only way you're going to get better. All right. There's Jake in training still. Jake needs a little more work, but we're going to get him there before he leaves. God damn it, I'm going to get you there if it kills me. Now you can smile. There you go.
At what point does he do a ride-along with you and you slip him angel dust?
PCP. I got it, man.
No,
I got it. I got it. But that's why I gave this to you.
Now look in the bank.
I know. Now here comes another one. Look at this shit.
Okay, Chicago John must be not far behind.
It's like having a show with 10 Kool-Aid Man in here. Bust through. I'm looking at the chat. I'm not gonna show what the chat is saying. But the chat is giving me some good ones, man. They give me some good ones that are so good that they might break me, man. I don't even know if I can sit through them again with you. You'll hear. Thank you, chat. The chat is giving me a lot of good ones. I can't really show them yet.
Aw, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Just how evil is the chat?
Ooh, Hitler level, man. Yeah, no, you're not getting roasted. No, they're making recommendations for you. No, they're making some really good recommendations, man. Shit that would piss me off if I had to see it again. Oh, a real test, though. Don't.
Movies. I'm talking about real
movies. Yes. Yeah. Don't let these movies break you at this point. Let them break you when you come in and you know how to structure your review.
Ooh,
but at this point.
Oh, I got a good one.
Oh, you do? Ooh, can you mouth it to me?
Oh, it is long too.
Ooh, it's kind of close.
It feels like it.
Yeah. It's like 2.5. I can't tell you, man. Yeah, yeah, but the chat is giving you some good ones, though, man. Oh, I cannot do that to you, man. Oh, I shouldn't do it to you, but I'm going to. Oh, this was going to be a good one, man. The movie broke me. I'll let you know that, but don't let it do it to you. You're better than me, Jake.
Wait, did it break you recently?
No, it broke you too when it came out.
Okay.
Ooh, the one I'm looking at is even worse. There were two movies that came out one year. Both of them broke us, but one of them pissed you off, man.
Oh, really?
Inappropriate comedy?
How the fuck did you know that?
First of all, you put inappropriate comedy as your number one worst in 2013. I mean, you put it at your, like, number five or number two.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, you got me. You busted me. Like, I can't even lie to you. I was thinking that. That's exactly what I was thinking. Have you seen it?
I've seen a trailer. I've never seen it.
Oh, you
Jake.
Don't know.
Oh, Jake, you don't. Yeah. You don't know her. Until you've looked it in the eyes like we have. That's going to be your next one. Chat, you gave some good ones. I'm going to give them to them later. But inappropriate comedy is your next one.
Can I find it on iTunes?
You know what? If I have to dig it up for you,
okay.
I will. We're going to get this movie one way or another.
Okay.
Going to make a critic out of you yet.
Was Rob Schneider movie.
Was he in that?
I think he might be in it. But it's mostly Ari Shaffir. And I thought, man, this guy can't really be that unfunny. He's got a special on Netflix.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
It's awful.
He has a comedy special?
Yeah.
Gee, that guy, the guy that sold like rags and shit on like infomercials?
No, you're talking about somebody different. But,
inappropriate comedy. That's the dude that made that. The ShamWow dude.
Right, right. No, but Ari Shaffir was the one who was doing The Amazing Racist.
Yeah. That was... You know, it's one thing to be upsetting because it's racist, but just to add a layer of just being unfunny on there, too,
yeah.
it just makes you racist.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, exactly. Well, these just jokes, dude. No, they're not.
No, they're not. There's nothing about that.
Show me where that's funny.
Oh. Yes. Sorry, man. I got to hit you with it, so. I'll find it for you, Jake. Young Jake, we'll find it for you. All right, everybody. Let's go ahead. And let's see what we got next right here. Jake, thank you so much. Ooh, they putting some bad ones in there, Jake. Jake, you better be glad you ain't here for a year. Oh, my God. We would kill you, man.
Next intern.
Oh, yeah. No, we need some for the next intern. That is right. Oh, Jake, you better be glad that we're. Oh, yes. Hot action pack, weekend box. Hot action pack, weekend box. Hot action pack, weekend box. All right,
Sammy.
Sam
Wow.
Let me get this. Jesus. Sam, wow.
They think I bought one of those on TV.
It's full of cocaine.
All right. Oh, my. You crack me up, sir. How you doing there?
Good. I wish you would have picked my favorite. Ooh, ooh.
Oh,
that's one. That's
almost kind of endearing.
Nah, I love that one, man.
Endearing in a way.
Yeah, that doesn't break people. That's something about it that I really love about Oogie Loves, man.
Ian ripped his clothes off after he watched.
He does that a lot, though.
Fair, but yeah,
that's his signature move.
Nah, me and Tony, man, that's our date movie, man.
Right,
Oogie Loves. That was the one that we like. I've known Tony for years. But we bonded over Oogie Loves, man. There would never be another experience like Oogie Loves. Just like there would never be another experience like, what is it? What's that movie called? The Elvis dude.
Oh, the Identical.
The Identical, man. Yeah. Nothing will ever come close to that experience.
Doc Brown is a Mexican. Yeah, something I won't forget.
Oh, I mean, we saw the Identical. You remember the rep there was crying.
Yeah.
He took that shit seriously. That shit hurt his feelings, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Elvis one, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. The Israel
with the Israel war and
Jesus, yeah, movie. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, one, I got to do some screening for that. Because we're going to get back into doing the free shows. And I don't know how drunk we're going to make them, but drunk shows. But that is one that we have to do, man. The Identical. And we don't have to watch the whole movie because that's a hard one, too. But yeah. there's some great moments in there. Speaking of Father's Day, Daddy. So I'm 18. Look at him looking like he's 40 years old. Look at that Ray Liotta. Hey, Daddy. Why are you yelling at me, Daddy?
When I tell you about hanging out these underage clubs.
Like to me, I'm 45, Daddy.
It's like Dewey Cox, but for real. Like, remember, he's like, I'm 14 years old. Yeah. It's fucking just John C. Reilly.
Oh, no, it is like that.
It's Dewey Cox taking himself seriously. Yeah. Yeah, man. Gotta do that one. I love that one. Oh, let's see here. Let's see what we
With
got.
Seth Green interjected in there intermittently.
And Ray Liotta said that, you know what, I'm proud of that movie.
What's he supposed to say?
I know, he's being defiant, man. He don't like that shit.
Hey, he signed a contract.
Yeah, exactly. But that contract's expired by now. You can say that's a piece of shit, man. Come on. But it's great. If y'all haven't seen that Identical, man, watch some of that shit. It's awesome.
It's so deliciously ridiculous.
That was one of my – that made my top 10 of best and worst of the year.
Yes. I was like, I am so glad I showed up here to see this.
That's what I whispered to you in the middle of the morning. Like, you remember that? Yeah. Like, I'm so glad I'm watching this with you right now. There it is in the chat, too. Chat's putting it up there, man. That's the one. Y'all got to see this shit if you've never seen it. Oh, Ray Liotta was a producer on that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad, man, because that dude made a great Elvis.
Oh, I know. Well, he's an Elvis impersonator.
No, I remember reading that. Yeah, they got a guy who finally hit the big time. I impersonated Elvis, and he didn't play Elvis.
right. He plays a character who's not Elvis, but it's Elvis. Well, he's actually the Elvis's twin who died at birth.
You know what? No, because in the movie.
Oh, I know. No, you're right. I mean, it's based on because Elvis had a twin who died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the movie supposes, yes, but what if he didn't really die? He was raised by a Baptist couple. But he's not really Elvis because Elvis exists in this world also.
That's another – yeah, we thought it was a parallel universe where this dude was Elvis. But no, Elvis exists here. It's like, well, how come Elvis isn't suing this motherfucker right now? Shit, it's insane.
So
it's insane.
Elvis and then there's Jesus Elvis like at the
same
time.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird, man.
Yeah, because he's raised by the Baptist preacher and his wife, but his twin brother – who's raised by the other people, goes on to be Elvis, except then you find out, oh, no, he's actually not because there's an Elvis in that world.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because
it's like there's two Elvises. Only one is named Elvis, and the other is a clone.
In the movie, they tell him why he's doing his Elvis impersonation. His agent is telling him, you got to pick up with the times, man. There's other people coming up like Jimi Hendrix, Elvis Presley. He was like, what the fuck?
So he's not even twins with the Elvis?
No, he's twin with another guy who's just like Elvis.
Dude, it's like time travel.
I'm trying to understand this. So there's a whole set of brothers that have nothing to do with Elvis. No. They're both semi-impersonating Elvis that actually exists in the universe.
That's what it was. That's what he was telling them. It's like, there's all these other guys coming up. Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley. It's like, but that's Elvis right there.
Fuck, this ain't going to make my brain fry right now.
Goddamn, Phil.
Yeah, it tries to show that even though he was raised by other people, he still had the talent. And grew up to be a rock star as well.
In the similar vein of Elvis Presley.
Even his reverend daddy, Ray Liotta, the 50-year-old dad of a 40-year-old man.
Kentucky Jeremiah's like, man, I'm lost. So are we.
I think I'm asking too many questions.
You are. Don't worry about it. It's like, actually, it's like time travel. It just ruin your brain. All right, let's go ahead and get into
the acting.
Oh, it's amazing. We'll do it. Y'all, you'll see. Anyway, man. What's that?
Oh, is that a threat or a promise?
It's both. It's like the best, worst movie that we've seen is a threat and a promise. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the top five box office this week. I am happy for a couple of reasons this week for the top five. And just because you're in the top five doesn't always mean that you're on top. There you go. The tippity top. And we have some people in here who have not even gotten into the top five that we'll still talk about. But let's go ahead and start. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Forgot to bring something up here. I'm sure Martin, he's not coming back from Dallas. Martin, you did very well last week.
Oh, thank you.
For not having seen what the top five is and coming in from out of town. I'm sure this week, since you weren't coming in from out of town, you'll do even better. So let's go ahead and move this over here. And Martin, can you tell us what the number 5 movie is this week?
Double Penetration 2.
What the hell is that?
I'm sorry, Deadpool 2. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
DP 2, sorry.
I'm a little disappointed that movie's not out there.
Not what's in your porn queue. What's number 5?
Number 5 is Deadpool 2. The weekend gross on that is $8.8 million. Now, after 5 weeks, it's brought in almost $300 million, $294.6, and that's on a budget of $110. Sammy, what's up?
Next week, globally, it's going to hit $700
million.
So,
$700 million.
Yeah, there's no worries about Deadpool. Deadpool's fine. He's not dead. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be at 7-Eleven again, doing all the promotional stuff next time. He's going to be there. People like Deadpool, and that's just not going to go away. That rated R element is just something that movies aren't doing or aren't allowed to do, I guess, because it is an originator. So.
You know, something now everybody thinks is that this is a new thing with Deadpool going in and being a rated R movie that has hit the mainstream like it has. Mm-hmm. But do you remember back in the I don't even know if you were born at this time, Sammy, but like early 70s, I mean 70, well, you really weren't born.
Yeah, I was not born in the 70s.
No, early 90s when rated R movies were big blockbusters with like Terminator 2. Mm-hmm. And they did all the tie-ins for it. You would see it everywhere, 7-Eleven and things like mm-hmm. that, because that's a movie where people are so careful about, oh, we had to make it PG-13 so we can do all the tie-in marketing. Deadpool's kind of crossed that a little bit. You know, you go up and get some gas, and Deadpool's sitting up there with a hot dog, you know, and it's like telling some kind of nasty joke, too.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, my nephew's, what, I don't know how, he's 8 years old or something like that, and he, like, wants to see Deadpool, but it's like, no, there's, like, all sorts of sex jokes and, like, explosions. It's like, yeah, he could probably get away with it, but, like, he's still kind of too young, you know, but he knows about Deadpool because he sees him in the cartoons on like Disney Infinity or Xfinity or whatever.
Did they put Deadpool in
Disney? But yeah, in Disney cartoons, yeah.
He's
just silly in that one.
Yeah, yeah. You can make him PG.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess they got the Punisher in there too, so what difference does it make?
Yeah. So like in the little kid cartoons that are out now, Deadpool's in there like messing with Spider-Man and shit, so.
And I would say that even though it's rated R, it's getting some like, it's got a lot of kids' money, man. Like
a lot 13. Of kids are there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, well, there's a point when you realize, like, you know what? If they see this, what's it going to do?
It's not going to do a damn thing. Yeah. Shit, they might be the next Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino was raised on nothing but rated R movies when he was, like, 6.
Now he's all fucked up on feet, man. I don't want that for my nephew. I don't want that for him.
That's a reason to not do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll take it back.
But if it beats $315 million, it'll beat Ragnarok. So that's how close it is. Like, so it's not doing bad at all.
Yeah. Okay, then. Because there was talk about it not being as good as doing as well as the first when it first came out. And it was like, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go ahead and get into our next movie. Martin, what is the number 4 film?
Solo.
Martin,
A Star Wars Story.
You'd be so right about that. Solo. A Star Wars Story. Number 4, weekend gross, $9 million for a total gross of $192.8 million after 4 weeks. And that's on a budget of $250 million. I guess the disappointment is after 4 weeks, people thought it would have come closer to that $250 million.
Right. Like, besides just the over-budgeting, besides a lot of promotional stuff as well with Star Wars, and then actually them trying to get people on board due to the negative press. Like, there was commercials on Facebook like, don't believe what you've heard, go see Solo. And so I'm like,
they got promotions like that?
Yeah, no,
they
seriously.
Full of shit.
Well, it was like, yeah, it was something that Han said about don't trust anybody or whatever have you. Go see Solo. And so they're playing a lot of catch-up, and internationally it's doing all right. It's $339.5 million. So it's making its money, but it's not making Star Wars money. It's just making regular movie money, and that's no good when it's about Han Solo, one of the most beloved characters in America.
Yeah, sorry about that. The mouse is not happy. Kentucky Jeremiah says yes. I don't, and you know, here, well, now they put themselves in a little bit of a predicament. You know, they built up Han Solo so much, they got all these films planned. Are they going to move forward with that?
Yeah, because, I mean, they won't do this again. They won't be like, oh, let's take a chance. They're going to just have everyone lined up, follow the script, follow the Disney, Kathleen Kennedy formula, the Marvel formula, and just be like, you're going to do this, you're going to agree with us, and that's all we're going to do. We're not taking any more chances.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Marvel owns the summer. You guys get the holidays.
Yeah. Right. Oh, there you go. All right, then.
Have you heard the theory that Emilia Clarke's character, Kira, is Rey's mom?
Oh, first of all, you're talking about Rey. I have not.
A guy at work mentioned it to me, and I'm so used to going like, man, you full of shit. And he said, I was like,
Would that work for you if they did that?
Well, it wouldn't bother me, but I was – I was like, wow, I can't disprove that. He was like, no, the ages match up. I was like, yeah, you're right. The solo connection.
And they were all about making those connections, man.
Yeah, they are all about the connections.
It'll be a better connection than they did with that goddamn Darth Maul.
Right.
Yeah, it's me. You know that's ridiculous, right?
Yeah. No, the way they did it is ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
All even right, though blue hologram somehow is red. Well, was it you that told me, Chris? Someone told me that the reason why they did that is because the test screenings, they made the hologram blue of Darth Maul, and then he brought the lightsaber out, but they didn't know it was Darth Maul without the red. Like, audiences didn't know. It's like, who's that? Is that Darth Maul? We don't know. Hey, they didn't get the surprise reveal. Yeah,
they needed to pull out a lightsaber. I know.
They could have just not had
him. He didn't need to be there. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but.
All right. Well, there we go. Hopefully they can learn from this. Now, they're doing a shakeup right now. They're talking about getting rid of some people and bringing some people in. Kathleen Kennedy, are they going to get her out for real, or is that just a rumor?
Oh,
it's just a rumor.
She's made them a lot of money.
I would not blame her for this, man. And let me tell you, you know who's going to ruin it? You assholes, like the fans out there.
All the talk now is the toxicity of the fans.
Yeah. Y'all are assholes, man. Not of course you can't say that about all Star Wars fans, but you were so entitled to what you think Star Wars should be. And believe me, I get mad at it for two reasons. First of all, this whole thing about y'all chasing people off the internet, people need to just stand up and say, I ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, you ain't chasing fans need
blocked,
to like
blocked. Yeah. I can do this all day.
Yeah, that girl Rose, whatever her real name is. Yeah. Kellen Marie Tran, I know it's hard, man, so who knows what we'd do in that situation, but they need to stop letting these people run them off, and the fans need to step up for these people. Y'all should be running these females off. That girl from Stranger Things.
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown?
Millie Bobby Brown.
She got run off the internet?
They fucking with her, too, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Y'all need to, like, shit, I wish there was a way when you are an asshole, you can just instantly bring up your home address.
Well, and
just
man, go fuck. Don't do
it. What's that?
There kind of is, and that's another problem with the internet.
Well. Well, it sounds like we need to use it.
Never mind. I'm not.
Never mind. Yeah.
No, you don't know.
Because the first house they go to will be mine.
Yeah. Exactly.
We need more people like that boxer who went to find his troll and challenged him to come outside.
Oh, that dude, yeah. Hey, mate, I was just playing. I'm not, mate.
Where's he live? Yeah. Oh, he lives right over there. Thank you.
You mean that shit? That guy was really fucking with heart. I'm right outside, mate. I'm coming up the stairs. I'm at your door. And the guy's like, please. It was like a horror story. All right, let's go ahead and get into number three. And the number three movie, Martin, it be.
Tag.
You're it. I like the way he said it.
Yes.
You tagged me. He made it so great. What do we have here? $14.6 million. Not so good.
I mean, it was ahead of expectations. I don't think they.
Damn, what was the expectation?
Yeah, well, that was. They were saying like low tens, maybe. Oh, okay. So it's a little bit above, but like this movie is playing similar to that movie War Dogs with Miles Teller and Jonah Hill.
Ooh.
So it's like it's not really set to make a lot of money, but the thing was that it had so much marketing. I guess they wanted like this to kind of stick around while these other big movies were going on.
That was the thing I noticed, that this had a lot of marketing. Mm-hmm. It's been advertised for a long time. I feel like almost a year, heavily. Yeah.
Not bad. $28 million was the budget, but $14.6 I heard that projections were actually seeing it higher than this.
Yeah, the studio thought low. Other people thought higher. Oh, okay. So like the studio for some reason was like, let's put up a bunch of advertising, see if we can sell it. And I don't think it sold as well as they thought it would with all that advertising. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, we're going to gauge our expectations. And so it did right in the middle. So it's fine. And like I said, it'll stick around the top five just to be a comedy that's not a big blockbuster and something new. And some people might be interested in seeing it. So it might make its money back eventually, but I haven't really heard anything much about this movie.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Jeremy Renner's going to be like, what I got to do other than carry a bow?
He's like, this is my big breakout right here. Yeah, and he was a badass in the movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too
bad. Should have been a badass in Infinity War.
Man, he had them CG arms and everything. Yeah, he did in the movie.
I haven't seen the movie.
No,
so.
He broke his arms in real life.
Uh-huh.
So they CGI'd arms on him. You can't tell.
I did not see it.
Weird.
It's not like that mustache that Superman had.
Yeah, well, okay. But that's interesting as hell.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was early in the shooting that he broke his arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, man. No, I liked the movie. I thought it would have done better, but then I saw it actually too much. I compared the movie to Game Night.
Okay.
So I'm not too surprised because Game Night didn't open up real strong.
Sure.
Either. It kind of opened up like this in a way.
But people love Game Night. I heard nothing but good things about it. I have not even heard of anybody who's seen it. So
this movie is just okay. It's no Game Night.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It's enjoyable. But let me just say I'm not surprised. I thought it would have done better, but I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either because the more I kept watching the ads and then even seeing the movie, I was like, It doesn't really offer you all that much.
No.
It was almost as if they tried to make like games of tag in real life a thing, and it's like, no, we're not going to do
that. Yeah.
Nobody's on board.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No one's buying this shit. Even they look surprised. We made what?
Someone in the chat said, yeah, that's where the $28 million went. CG arms.
Well, about $20 million. $10 million per arm. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the number two movie. Martin, what is the number two movie, sir?
Ocean 8.
Eight. The movie's actually doing surprisingly better than I thought it would.
Very, very well.
Yeah, $19.5 million is what it brought in this weekend.
It's been a lot of money on that thing.
Yeah, $79.1 million after 2 weeks, and that's on a budget of $70 million. You know, I didn't like the movie too much, but the cool thing about it is that this is going to make a lot of people shut up when they say that, he's making all these women be the head of this movie. That's bringing the movie down.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah.
It works. Like I said, still haven't seen it. But it works in the sense that, people were excited about the people starring in it. They went to go see it. I didn't see that much advertising for it. So it's all going to be gravy once they stay in the mm-hmm. box office another couple of weeks. It's mm-hmm. like, that's all profit. It's at 116 worldwide. So you probably get Ocean's 9 in there.
And maybe
the way the format is, you could just switch up the whole cast if they want to freshen it up. Just keep the two main ones.
It also leaves that most recent Ghostbusters unable to say, well, y'all just hated us because we were all
winning. No, it sucked. That's why. I didn't want to even go that route. But, that was that Ghostbusters movie, because we got shit for that from a couple of people. We're like, this is just not good. It has nothing to do with them being women. Oh, I doubt it. I bet to differ. And I was like, all right, you differ all you want to. But the movie sucks. The only thing is, I don't think this movie's any better.
No, I don't. I actually like this less.
Yeah. So anyway, but hey, whatever. Fans are out there, glad they like it. So let's go to the number one movie, which is no surprise to anyone.
Mark. Sure, Incredibles 2.
Yeah, Incredibles 2 brought in 108. I broke my arms for this. weekend gross for Incredibles 2, $180 million. Now, that I did not see coming, and I love the movie. That's on a budget of $200 million, so this is going to make up that budget very quickly.
Oh, you think so?
No.
What's that? Superfly? I thought it would have been.
Yeah, Black Panther, Superfly, same context.
Exactly. Black people are spending their money now, man. I don't know why they wouldn't come out for Superfly. I mean, Super is in the title, another hero.
Because of Frozone's in this.
Oh, he
went. Samuel L. Jackson.
We have our dose of Super Negroes. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, this is the highest grossing, highest opening animated film of all time, beating Finding Dory's $135 million, which has crushed it. This has absolutely just demolished that. It's the eighth largest opening of all time. It beat out Civil War, for Christ's sake.
It did?
Yeah, this is a higher opening Civil War by like a little fraction, but it just beat out Civil War. This is huge. And it was something that I talked about when I did the review for the original one. Apparently people my age, maybe even slightly younger, fucking love The Incredibles. Like, they were putting mm-hmm. memes and stuff about how, like, if you're not born in the 90s, you can't go see this. I'm going to be shoving kids left and right on the way to the theater. Like, if you've seen Billy Madison where Adam Sandler's sitting with a bunch of kids, people saying, like, I'm going to be that in the theater, grown-ass man, a bunch of kids. So I don't know what it is. I talked about it there, but it was like, people love this movie. And I get – adults who saw it were like you, like Martin and you, like, it's the best Pixar film, one of the best made ones. Now it's a sequel. So there was a lot of different elements playing into this movie.
Yeah. And I tell you, man, I'm not really surprised to see this do better than something like Civil War because, I mean, looking at this, to a certain degree, I do like these characters more than a lot of live action superhero characters out there, including some in Marvel. Mm-hmm. It's just something again with the oh hell boy, why'd y'all put that in? Tell me that's fan made.
No, that's in the first movie.
Yeah, it is.
In the first movie, she looks at her reflection and she looks back at her ass.
Damn, she could put a cup on her ass and serve it to somebody.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I know, I'm sorry. I know it's a cartoon, I'm sorry, but it looks it's amazing. Yeah. No, man.
It's incredible.
I'm like, it is.
Now, if I said that, you'd be giving me a look.
I know. timing.
Look at that. Look at that.
You told me about timing last week.
Look at that kid right there. He's like, God damn. Yeah, man. I bet they do that in the bedroom every night. Nah, you know what? These characters, I just – looking at this movie, I really did like it a lot better than some of the things I saw in Infinity War. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was just a very – the family dynamic was great. The dialogue was more natural than some of these other superhero movies that we see. And I just – and I thought the action scenes were just really cool. They, you know, being that as animation, it was
just
really
thought
out. It's
a smaller, more personal story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense too. So, yeah.
And, you know, the difference between this and, say, Civil War, or especially Infinity War, is that you only need to see one movie to know what's going on, if even that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
This beat out Beauty and the Beast that made half a billion dollars. So people are saying this might make $500 million and beat out Finding Dory to be the highest grossing animated film of all time.
Good.
Which will mean that Disney is just making all the money in the world with Infinity War, Black Panther, and this. Superheroes are it still for them. So.
Yes, yeah, so for them, they're like, Solo, whatever.
Yeah. Are you still looking at the ass?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, quiet. You were looking at the ass.
I was looking for that one right there. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And then last fun fact, Disney's going to take probably the last spot of the 10 highest grossing films of all time, or highest grossing openings, rather. They have 9 of 10 now, the only one being Jurassic World.
I'm just letting it froze on. No, man, you know what? I'm glad this movie did as well as it did. Mm-hmm. I love the film. It's like really, if not my favorite, one of my favorite movies this summer. I know the summer's not over yet, so we'll see how that goes. But let's go ahead and tell you another reason why I'm happy about this top 10, or at least it's top 5. It's not even because of the top 5, it's because of what made it outside of that, which is number 7, Superfly. Yeah, 6. Well, somebody over there was loving it. $6.3 million, and that's on an $6.3 million. That's right. This opened on Wednesday, so it brought in for the week $8.4 million, and that's on a budget of $16 million. I know Corey and I had our thing, but really, man, like I said, it's just not my thing. It's just a movie full of like racial stereotypes.
Yeah, everyone said like ignorant. It was just plain ass ignorant. Like that's what I heard about. Damn. It. That's it. it wasn't even stylish. It was just ignorant.
It really was, man. It's racial stereotypes for females. You know, you see I know Corey was saying it's badass females in there, but they're there to just serve dudes and look sexy. You know, and I'm not being some feminist dude. I'm just saying it's a rap video, like I was saying. You know, they call this blaxploitation, and blaxploitation served its period.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We don't need none
of this. So it doesn't work anymore now.
Yeah, we don't need none of this shit, man. We're like people are.
At then it was needed.
Yeah.
Don't need that now.
At then, you know, we are dealing with pushers and criminals and.
Pushers?
And, yeah.
That's an old school term, man.
That's what they call them in the movie. Coke.
Oh, for real?
Coke pushers, man. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. That term is old school.
That's a Cheech Chong. Like, that's what they say back in them days.
Yeah, so. Man. You know, it's just violence. You know, amongst black people and shit. It's just a movie that's not really needed. If it's there for you and you got it, that's fine. But I'm so glad that this movie did not crack the top 5. It means that there's, you know, people are getting
tired.
It's
still some hope.
Yeah, man.
That had a lot of advertising too, like on YouTube especially. Like I would see it in front of every video we did. It was Superfly. Come see it.
Wow, that is so racially profiled.
Oh, yeah. And they asked me. They said, hey, they called me up and, you know, it was a black thing. Hey,
hey, you, brother.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
You down with the struggle?
Hey, bro.
What is up, Holmes?
Nah, man, they wanted us to do something for Black Panther. Not anything big.
Black Panther or
something? I'm sorry. Superfly. And they I forgot what they wanted to do, some kind of promotion for it. And I'm just
wait, this Jerry Curl juice.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not getting near this film, man. I'm not promoting this
bless
bullshit.
Bless you for saying no.
Thank you. I didn't know.
I greatly appreciate that.
No, I was like, I'm not promoting this bullshit. I was like, I don't like the trailer. And if look, that's 2 minutes. Think how I feel about an hour and a half of this shit. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was almost 2 hours. Yeah, I'm not, you know, promoting this. I'm not condoning this shit. No.
No, we got some pimp hats we want you to wear.
That's the plan. Don't worry. They say, Mark, you're halfway there. You know? No, I was not doing this. Not at all. And you see what I was saying, right? Yeah,
No, I agree with you. You're absolutely right. Martin, you would have appreciated the very last line in the movie.
Come here. What was the last line in the movie? I don't even remember that.
Very last line in the movie. It cuts to, like, they're on a boat.
Get to the mic.
It's on a boat. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I guess that's why I'm super fly. Yeah! And it just cuts to black.
I don't remember that part. But I was already on my way out the theater. I super flew out that motherfucker. Nah, man. You know. And Melissa said, you know, I'm glad somebody's appreciating it. And Melissa's saying, hey, good call, man. Yeah. Yeah, look, you know what? Because I get called on that shit a lot. People are like saying, hey, you know what? Man, you act goofy on screen. You act crazy, you know? And it's like some people can say, you cooning it up. And it's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, Martin, don't say that about Corey. Yeah. That's mean, dude.
Yeah. Now, it's not a crazy lot of people out there that say that. But when people don't want to hear what I got to say, and they want to disagree with it when I'm talking something racial, they're like, well, look at you, man. Some people say you being coonish too. I'm like, no, man, we're being entertaining or trying to be entertainers, because we come in and we try to say something intelligent at some point. You know, there's a difference between shucking and jiving and playing a stereotype and making somebody laugh and having a good time. That shit out your mind right now. So let's see here. That is it for the top five. We're going to go ahead and get into these Stardust reactions. Let me see.
Spoiler alert, nobody thought it was bad.
Thought what was
nobody bad. Thought the movie was bad. Incredibles.
Oh, okay, oh. Good. I wish you had found one.
I couldn't find one.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the way the app worked, you kept calling me when I was trying to record them, and so it kept resetting, so I had to like dig and find ones. I couldn't find anyone that was bad.
I'm trying to find where they are. Let me see. Sorry, hold on.
Yeah, I've heard nobody call it bad. The worst I've heard is it's not as good as the first one.
Oh, I'm looking for.
So does this mean you won't review Uncle Drew?
Oh, no, I'm reviewing Uncle Drew. I can't. We might review Uncle Drew in Chicago.
Okay.
That might be kind of fun. It depends on what we think about the movie. I mean, like, if we're surprised and it's a classic or something, we might do that here. But if it's what I think it's going to be, we might say that for Chicago.
Every time I see the trailer, I'm just like, do I really have to go to this?
Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Can't bring good one back just for that one week.
I'm trying to check my drafts to see if I can send it now if it didn't send, but it's not updated.
Oh, let me look here and see. Oh, did Stardust
send it? Stardust. I'll send a leg breaker over here.
You didn't. Did I send them? Fuck.
You didn't send
them. I made them, but I didn't send them. I don't think. Uh-oh. Because they're not here.
Man, you're trying to get me killed.
I'm trying to get you killed by Stardust. I'm sorry. I don't have like one thing to do. I did them, but did I send them?
Okay, I'll tell you what. While you do that, I'm going to talk to Tan Lee. We'll do some emails and probably save that for the last thing that we do here. Tan Lee comes in and says, have you guys watched the recently premiered Cloak and Dagger TV show? And if so, what do you think? And number two, now that we have seen Spider-Gwen in the upcoming animated Spider-Man movie, which other Spider-Man would you like to see in the film? You took mine. I was going to say Peter Porker, the Amazing Spider-Ham. But as for the first one, excuse me, no, I have not.
Yeah,
seen Cloak and Dagger.
I meant to watch it. I forgot.
So you know what? Maybe we'll watch it. What is it on Hulu?
Freeform.
Freeform. What the hell is Freeform?
It used to be ABC Family.
Oh, okay. I'll go ahead and get that.
It's not there.
It's not there.
That's my bad.
Oh no.
They're
no.
ready. They're ready to go, but they're not.
No Stardust today.
No Stardust today. I apologize.
Everybody. Oh, people.
And everyone was excited too.
Oh, Sammy. Oh, man. If I'm not here tomorrow, this man. He got me killed.
They're gonna come in here and they're gonna throw a Molotov cocktail through the window.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah, it's like a two-step process. I did the set. I didn't do the last step, which was fucking send them to you. So I'm mad.
Oh.
But it's
no.
okay. All right. Will be okay.
We'll see about that.
I hope so.
You got to talk to Stardust.
I'll apologize to our contact there.
Yeah, I guess I have to do them tomorrow then. But let's see here. All right. Then we'll just. It's on.
Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, they're also showing it on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Put it on Hulu. Okay. Let me see here. There's a sequel to Norman the North, Ryan Walterson said.
Yep. Is it out?
No, but when it is, Jake will be the first to hear about it. We'll fly Jake back here specifically for that movie. See how much he's gotten better. Oh, let's see here. Oh, yeah, this was some bullshit. It's Father's Day, so I'll put it up here for Father's Day. Normally, I would save it for the foolishness tomorrow, but did you see this card that Target had where it said, for my baby daddy?
Yes, I did.
And it had a black couple on there. Oh, well, Martin.
Because of
course. Martin, let's go ahead and see if we could pull that up for you, show you for yourself, because I know you don't believe it.
It is being criticized for what they said on a Father's Day card. The greeting card featured an image of an African-American couple with the text, baby daddy, on the front. The card was first noticed in Texas, and it was posted to social media with God, one Twitter user calling it an insult to black fathers. After getting several complaints about this card, Target decided to remove it from its store shelves.
You goddamn right they did. Even that guy was like, that guy was like, shit. You see that guy at the end? Like, whoa.
Don't make me follow that.
Let me see here. This guy looks like the way Chris Tucker did after Kanye said George Bush hates black people.
Oh, no, Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, when he came.
Oh,
Chris,
right, right.
He cut to Chris Tucker later. He's like, he found papers to shuffle. He didn't know what was going on.
Look at this dude. He's like, whoa. Again, I don't know who thought that that was good. Somebody who worked at a card store or a card manufacturing company who had no black person around to say, do not do that, said, they looked at that and they said, well, this is funny. This is what all the black people say to each other. No, that is negative, man.
I'm thinking it's a black person who was just not aware enough to know that it was going to be insulting.
No, hell no. If you're working at a card company and you got an office and a cubicle or anything like that, you were smart enough to know
but you got people back in your hood and you're like, this will be great. Yeah. Something for them.
No. No, Martin. It's
American greed.
It's American greed. If you do not get any more white than that.
Yeah.
No. I'm telling you, this is why people talk about why diversity is good for the workplace. To stop you from getting a lawsuit.
Right.
To stop you from getting bad publicity.
Oh, man, you said that about every idea we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because y'all are a bunch of racists.
It's to save you from having a PR nightmare. Shit, you should have one nigga in the office that should say no.
It's all these people trying to be hip. Like, honestly, Felix's shirt's from fucking Walmart, and it's a Golden Girls. It's a squad
Target
on it. It's
Target
like,
decided to remove it.
Yeah,
totally. People not understanding the mixture of cultures. And
yet they sold one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So someone who doesn't understand the mixing and understanding of racial cultures.
Felix made that shirt himself.
Like, shit. I wouldn't bring it. I wouldn't point attention to it, but I was like, "Yeah, style and fashion is dead." It's just like, okay, put hip lingo and classic white people shit.
Exactly. Shut up. The best monkey in the jungle never would have happened at H&M.
Right.
If you had a black person there to say no.
And his mom defended that. You know that, right?
His mom did good, but the rest of the black world said
he
no.
Got paid.
Yeah. Because she didn't know any better. And I'll tell you what, she knew. She didn't. She just wanted to get that check. She knew. No, so fuck you pointing the finger at us. My baby was modeling. Nah, motherfucker, your baby was a monkey on there. And everybody called that shit out for what it was. Because that's the way people saw him. God damn it. Best little monkey. Y'all remember that shirt?
That hoodie.
That
it was a hoodie, yeah.
It was a hoodie,
with all too. With all the things that come with that lately.
I think the internet just swept the shit.
Was it American Outfitters? No.
Yeah. Even that kid is like, man, my mama made me do this. I don't want to do this. Coolest monkey in the jungle. If you would have had one black person there to tell you no, that never would have happened. And it's the same thing with these cards over here, man. Because I know what they were thinking. Martin, you just said it. They thought like, oh, we're going to relate to the black people. Uh-huh. That's what they call the fathers. And the shit backfired because you didn't know what the fuck you were doing. Baby daddy is a derogatory term because a lot of people saying, and even this can be debated as a derogatory term. And some people say we should stop even saying this, considered to be a ghetto term. Mm-hmm. You know, it's some shit that you see on Maury Povich.
Sure.
You know, that's my baby daddy.
That's my baby daddy.
Yeah, it's trashy, man. You know, I don't care how much you put this dude in a three-piece suit and have them looking like they came out of a fucking Humphrey Bogart movie. No. This is negative,
I'm
man.
I'm just wondering what's on the inside of the card. If that's the outside.
I know.
How many treasures are on the inside?
It says, nigger. But would you doubt it?
But it's got a voice chip in it.
It's a lady from Blazing Saddles. Up yours. Mm.
Nah, man. Again, very short, very sweet.
Diversity is not something where you're just helping us. You're looking at it in some kind of affirmative action kind of way. You ain't going to make me hire no black people around here. This is my company. I do what I want to do. Yeah, until you get slapped with that PR nightmare, and then you're going to wish you had one Negro up in your office. Just one. Hell, I don't give a fuck if you ask the janitor. Ask somebody before you do it.
The only reason why we even have greeting cards is for obligation. Nobody wants to buy anybody a card. It's more like, oh, I kind of have to. It's their birthday. It's this. It's that. I don't know why we still do cards.
I don't know.
Send me a text. Call me.
That's the thing about it.
Yeah, that's too much work.
I collect them.
Somebody already wrote it down. I just go, yeah. Here you go.
Sign of the card in chat.
Oh, do they?
Wow.
Let me see. Rose are red, violets are blue. You my baby's daddy. I love you, boo. That's what it says in there.
No.
Put it up.
No, it don't.
Okay. Okay.
No, it says, you're a wonderful husband and father, and I'm grateful to have you as my partner, my friend, and my baby daddy. Well, that's worse. Shit, at least I kind of made mine, you know, romantic. Yeah.
I love you, bro. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Maybe it's meant to be humorous.
It ain't funny.
It's
still insulting. You know, I mean, and the thing is, maybe if they had put a collection of cards, a diversity of baby daddies up there. You know, if they
wouldn't want to commit to that.
You know, if they
got a mix going to Sancho,
if they
on
buy, so yeah.
International House of Baby Days. Yeah. That's what's the new IHOP?
Yeah,
is for.
IHOP, yeah.
Baby Daddy. Now,
IHOP. Nah, man, y'all know there's nothing funny about this, and even I know why I argue. Like, even if y'all tried to make it more diverse, put a white couple up there, it would still be kind of I don't know.
Yeah, it's like we know what you're saying.
Yeah, we know what you're trying to do. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ninja! Yeah, yeah. Come on now. Yeah. Enough.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Affirmative action don't sound so bad now, does it? Y'all better get that no Negro in there. You know, want to just look at it. Nope. Okay. The black one has spoken. Shit, get C's up in there. No.
Exactly.
But then that would be racist.
I was like, I don't think you want to do that.
Put him in that hoodie.
I don't think you want to do that. I was like, wait a minute, Corey. I don't think.
Yeah, that wouldn't work either.
I don't think that would work.
All right.
And that new guy turns down everything. Well, that's the only word he can say.
Are y'all crazy? What are you doing? Oh, Rachel Johnson.
Rachel.
I was hoping to ask, what's the weirdest song?
God damn it.
Are you serious?
Well, that didn't take long, did it?
Oh, sweetheart.
If y'all don't know, Rachel, we tell her over and over again, ask a question that is not what's your favorite or what's your itest, you know, and she doesn't give a fuck.
And I'm going to get a message on Facebook like in 2 days from now saying, I'm sorry I sent that email. Can I send another email to Corey?
Okay, let's see here. You know what? This is kind of cool. I'll answer this because you have a point. Because these things are still out there. And because I remember when I was a kid, we had fads. Mm-hmm. And I was too young to see what
still got him now.
Still got him now. I was too young to see
like
what would come and go. What's that?
Like rap.
How young dare you, sir? don't get me. Unless you want me to talk for 30 minutes about shit you don't need names and shit. Man, you don't know about Tablehead Larry. Man. Let me see. I don't even tell you. I don't even know rap, about rap that much these days. I've kind of pulled out a little bit, man.
Yeah.
It's just not, going through a phase is just not mine, man. Something will come out and I'll be like, yes, I'm on that. But a lot of shit out there today, I don't know, man. I'll tell you that right now. Rachel Johnson, she says, what is the weirdest, worst, or funniest fad trend that you've seen lately or that you've had to see? She says, like pogs are fidget spinners. I'd love to hear your answer. If you can, contact me.
Damn, pogs is what I was going to say, too.
Pogs, yeah. No, I don't know. Because pogs would be like a regular answer, but there was a time where like yo-yos were huge. Like, again, like there was, I want to say maybe like third or fourth grade where everyone had a yo-yo and it was like a literally like a dick measuring contest of who had the best yo-yo, who had the one that could sleep forever.
Really? Yo-yos?
Who had the coolest one? Yeah. Duncan. And there's a bunch of brands. There was like a brand loyalty, brand hierarchy. So like.
Damn. I thought there was only Duncan.
Oh, there, no, there was other ones too, but there was the levels of Dunkin'. There was like the $5 one, then like the $20 one that did all the tricks and forever and stuff like that. And so people were like hyper competitive, and then the rich kids collected them. I'm like, fuck you, guy. We have the one. I had one. And I forgot what it was. Like, not the X brand. It was something.
Okay,
it was a green one.
I remember the guy for the Dunkin' yo-yos would come on and do all these tricks.
Yeah.
And then whenever I have a yo-yo, I was like, I don't know how you do this.
Yeah. You'd be tangled up at the end.
Yeah. So you're saying if I bought a more expensive yo-yo, it's you could able to do the tricks? you just let it go and it just starts flipping around.
Yes. So that was the thing. The more expensive one had ball bearings that rotated in there. So you slam it, it would stay at the bottom and just keep whizzing. It was like a fidget spinner. It used the momentum of the ball bearing. Okay. And so then you could sleep it. Hold it, and then you do the tricks.
Rock the baby,
fling it at people and shit. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that was ours. Where it got real hyper competitive after a while, and then Pokemon took over, and then they got rid of that because they said we were gambling. So,
oh really?
Yeah, like we are all collecting cards, and it took one little fucking kid to cry about some kid doing a bad trade or whatever, and then they got them all taken away.
Yeah, I remember dunking yo-yos when I was coming up, man. This is somebody's video. Takashi Kamisato, but I remember dunking yo-yos, man. They had commercials when I was coming up.
Yeah, say, when I was a little kid.
And I was I was the same way like you, man. I couldn't do these tricks.
Yeah.
There were two toys that pissed me off. And
Slinky.
Yes.
Fucking Slinky, they'd show them, and they'd just go down the stairs and walk all around the house. And you get yours, and they go shunk, and just sit there. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Slinkies. Yeah, that's what it was. They were sneaky with the marketing, man. Slinkies, man. Slinkies was a fad that I hated. Let me see, because with the Slinky, and there it is, man. Let me see if I can find some videos of Slinkies walking. There's a
Japanese vendor that's selling Slinkies. That's all he's doing. And he's like flinging them and throwing them and catching them and shit. That's even worse than just the stair thing, because I could do the stair thing. I figured that out.
I was simply trying to get Slinky to just walk down the fucking stairs.
Yeah.
Not even the whole stairs. I just put it like on five. I said, just walk. That's all I want. Because you would see Slinky, man. Did this break, Randy?
They sold a different Slinky in the black community, because I know mine.
I don't know, because I got mine to work.
Mine was lazy.
My plastic one and the metal one I had, so.
Yeah, let me see here.
Everyone loves a Slinky.
Damn, my shit crashed. Slinky crashed my fucking...
is that Ace Ventura?
Thing with the Slinky is that people made you think that Slinky would go to your closet, put your sneakers on, and walk around the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, walk around the neighborhood, saying hi to people.
Shit, I thought Slinky would go on bike rides with me and shit, man. I could never get it to do that.
Really?
I never once got it to do that.
None of you guys.
No.
I have. You have to just give it a little more oomph. You have to give it some energy so it can...
No, I did that and it would just roll.
Yeah. I bought like 10 Slinkies when I was a kid, thinking like all the others were damaged or this will be the one. Mm. Yeah, man. The same with the yo-yos.
Yeah.
Bought tons of yo-yos.
Oh, yeah. All those tricks they show on the commercials, nothing. I'd roll it down, try to do that thing where it would stay and come back. It would just go drop.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, apparently, and I know we were the ones, we were the dumbasses. They worked for somebody. Apparently, I could just never get them to work myself. I got two fads real quick. One was swing dancing. I used to hate swing dancing.
Did you?
Yes. In the 90s.
Yeah,
I had made a big resurgence.
Right? Yeah, I hated the music because everybody's trying to bring this. That was early on in the 90s where you realized it was a generation that had nothing. Yeah. You know, they just kept going back and pulling
going back into the past. Yeah.
Yeah. And when they started, when you had these dudes trying to make that swing dance music and dressing up in zoot suits and shit, I was like, wow, this is ridiculous. But what bothered me about swing is that you'd go to some party and people be playing hip hop, and people who couldn't dance, they would just do swing dancing. It's like, you know, we're listening to fucking Public Enemy. You know what I mean?
Spinning with a Lindy Hop.
Fuck the police. You know, like, and then the other one was Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Beanie Babies for what it was when it was happening. I was of like, course. Oh, I can't wait for this bubble to burst and all y'all lose y'all money.
Anytime it's something about collecting, I remember going through everything with the whole comics boom and bust. Mm-hmm. And I've just seen it happen so many times. Even the .com boom, I was like, I know how this is going to go down.
Yeah, yeah.
And Beanie Babies, same thing. Yep. Y'all buying all these and thinking you're going to store them up and put your kids through college, and that is not the way a collector's market works.
Y'all were collecting that shit like they were like Picasso's or something, right. You know, Rembrandt's. I mean, it's like, no, they were bean bags.
Yeah. Yeah, stuffed beanbag Pokemon.
But they had birthdays, though, and they were so exclusive and individual. That was the big thing they sold it on. So, like, my sisters were into it for about 2 minutes, and so we had a couple around the house, but that was the big thing. It was like, oh, they're all individual. And
Yeah.
Didn't pan out.
It came back, too, with another kind of stuffed animal. I can't remember what it was called. But it was just only like 5 years later, and I was shocked. I was like, "Oh, we're doing this again?"
yeah, man. Furby.
No, not Furbies. No. It was something else.
Chester had some good ones, like they put in stacking cups.
Stacking cups, was that a thing?
That was.
Oh, and look at this. They say Funko Pops are probably going to be the next.
But there's so many of those.
No, stacking cups. Like it was like a year where the people were like doing tournaments of stacking cups.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like trying to get the best time and all this stuff.
I remember those on a commercial too.
Yeah,
I can see that. Hey, this is my last question. This is Colby Couric. Howdy, Corey. Big fan of the show. You guys are amazing. I know you guys have talked about the past, Fat Albert, and he says here in some of the stuff that they talk about, like retardation, prison, and rape. But did you ever know about that episode that talked about gang violence, where Fat Albert's friends and where his friend's sibling actually gets shot and killed?
Dude.
I did not see that one. Cartoons had some cojones back in the day. Any other shows back in the day that you know of that not only had guns used, but people were actually killed by guns and said cartoon? Love you guys' work. I did not see this, man.
Well, Fat Albert itself was just a series of PSAs.
Yeah, it really was, man. So they got away with doing some really controversial stuff by putting under the guise of educational television. And they were, yeah, man. And, you know, Cosby, because, you know, Cosby was the voice of the black people back then.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them. He was able to, like, kind of sell that himself. And I have not seen this episode, man, because I did see the one. I saw the one about pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember that's my favorite line in Fat Albert. She got nobody clothes. this is Fernando's death in Fat Albert.
Oh.
Shaggy there all alone.
Like I didn't do it.
Everybody freeze where you are.
My brother. They've shot my little brother.
Where you going?
Sorry, Tito.
Tito?
He's dead.
That ain't cool.
Hey.
I'll kill them. I'll get a gun and kill them.
And then they'll get you. Don't you understand? You've seen what happens when fight and revenge is all you think of. You've seen what happened to Fernando. When does it stop, man? Fernando died trying to save you, and it's all going to be for nothing because you're going to end up dead too.
But why did they do it? Why did they kill my brother? Why didn't they shoot me instead?
We have the one that pulled the trigger, but he's not the only guilty one. You were part of it too.
Oh.
Ooh, shit, they turned out on him quick. Shit, this is badass for a cartoon. This is right up there with like live action shows.
Tito learned what he said.
And I'm fucked up.
He just looked drunk right there.
Yeah, he roofied himself.
Looking on camera. Just slightly below at his line.
Cosby, what's up, man?
Tito got shot. He knew it was. Yeah. Was right.
Looked like he lost in the old switcheroo, you know? I got the wrong drink.
The drinks were on a lazy Susan thing.
Yeah.
Kind of spinning back and forth.
I'm sorry, but Fat Albert angry is just the funniest shit to me.
Yeah, man.
Like, this is the wrong person to get a lesson from, like this.
Yeah, I thought I've seen it all after the prison episode. I never saw that. Yeah. You're the one that showed me that.
Right. And this one, I don't think I've seen this one. And I can tell this is one of those later episodes because that was when they started introducing more people of other race.
Yeah.
Fat Albert seems to be like the only black person in that whole scene.
Yeah, because I remember when Fat Albert first came on, it was, might as well just been a parallel universe with nothing but black people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started having like the I remember they had one where I don't even know how, but Fat Albert made friends with a little blonde white girl. She was hanging out with the gang, and not one of them tried to fuck her. I'm like, you know, this ain't real. thank you. I have not seen that. I have not seen that at all.
Dang, I want to go watch a bunch of these now.
I want to see. Here's the thing. Can y'all like uncover any other episodes of Fat Albert that touch on subjects like these that we haven't seen? Because apparently there's a lot we didn't know that was out there. I would love to see them. All right, that is it. We are out of here. Look like we learned something before it was done. Can you still watch Fat Albert today? And I mean, I know you can, but does it not feel weird now just watching and knowing Bill Cosby's in the middle?
Well, I feel like if I say yes, then I will be looked upon poorly.
No, you can say no and be like, I took it from that time. Because I'm kind of the same way. Fat Albert was something that was...
Honestly, with all this, that's the one thing I was like, man, don't try to make me give up Fat Albert. That was too big a part of my childhood. I still enjoy these. And they were pure. They were all good.
Yeah,
they were really teaching kids stuff.
But at the time, when he was teaching these lessons, he was also like, you know, roofing broads and...
Yeah, like Little Bill was the one that was roughly my age.
That was weirder to me because it's a little kid.
Yeah, hello, friends. Like he's like super meek and everything, and it's like, okay, that's supposed to be, I think, Little Bill Cosby or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
And so, yeah, that one for me, I'm like, I haven't seen anything since because I don't watch children's programming.
Yeah, because you watch Little Bill and you know what that kid's going to grow up to be.
Yeah. Hello, friend.
It's like watching The Phantom Menace. But with Fat Albert, the Bill Cosby part is just kind of cut in there.
Yeah.
I can always go, la, 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 la. Okay, back to the cartoon.
All right. That's a good one, man. Got to thank Rachel. I know we gave you a little bit of a hard time, but that was good. Colby, that was good too. Thank you for that. And we're going to get on out of here now. But thanks.
You want to speak to Catherine before she goes?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Catherine over there. She all booed up now herself. Look at that. Got a little close. You and Carlos, huh? Come on up. She like, I want to go. Well, come on up here. I do want to talk to you. I do want to talk to you. I'll be nice. Come on
just
up here.
Just before you leave.
Yeah, before you leave.
Who knows when we'll see you again?
Yeah, we want to talk to you. We do. We just want to say. I am, first of all, I'm sorry we couldn't go get barbecue on Thursday. That was a big mix-up right there.
Y'all did her wrong.
That was right. Well, that was grimy.
I don't have her number, and somebody, I thought Carlos was going to take her.
Yeah, didn't you think Carlos was going to take care of her?
Yeah, because Carlos said, what time are you going to go tomorrow? We told him, and then he came in like, I can't be there till 9:30. I was like, well, I'm on my way.
But we want to explain to the people what's going on with that situation. I don't think anybody watching knows what happened.
I don't know what's going on with that situation.
Oh, no, the fact that she got left behind when you guys all went to take her to barbecue?
Yeah.
And so what happened? So I'm going to explain to the people out there. So Wednesday or whatever have you was like, hey, let's go take Catherine to barbecue. Let's go do that. Yeah, let's go do it. And everyone left, but nobody bothered to see if she had a ride there. So they all went without her. So she was at my show that Thursday.
Because everybody takes her everywhere. She did not give me her number. She did not give me any information because I thought everybody has your information besides me. And so when I went there, and it was like, who brought Catherine? No, like, everybody like, nobody.
I thought you did. I thought you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get to eating the barbecue while you were here?
No.
Oh, no.
Whoa. I offered to me and TJ offered to take her to Terry Black's, and she said nay. So.
Oh, really?
I didn't say nay.
You did say nay.
No.
She said nay.
Oh, you said no.
I forgot about it.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's right. Yeah, he's totally there. Right. No, that's a travesty. You were here for 3 weeks and got
But
no
you
party.
See, now I have a reason to come back.
Felix, you're getting a little anxious now. Be quiet. Yeah, let this girl talk. This motherfucking hyper. That's what I'm talking about. He gets hyper.
Yeah, you got a reason to come back. But if you'd eaten some barbecue, then it'd be an imperative for you to come back.
Yeah.
I told her, but she won't listen.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'll take you someplace if you like. If you want something, I'd be more than happy to take you there this evening if you can.
I wouldn't mind.
Where would you like to go? Salt Lake.
We can try that.
Well, and you know what? Now the reason why I say that is because I can't take you to the one that's down south because by the time we got there, it might be kind of late. But there, fortunately, is one that's kind of north. I can take you to if you would like that.
Can you get there before they close?
What time is it? 8:00? What time do they close on this?
I don't
know.
I've actually never been to that one.
There's also one at the airport.
Oh.
There is a Salt Lake in the airport.
No, I'd be happy to take you out somewhere for barbecue if you'd like. And I could take you to the north.
It closes at 9:00.
Closing at whoa, so much for that then.
What about Terry Black's?
Closes at 9:00.
Damn.
Well, fuck. You just out of luck.
Damn it. I would say Style Switch because it's close, but it's not all that great.
Yeah. It's good, but
I mean, it's good, but...
Which one?
And Driftwood closes at
10.
And
Driftwood.
Driftwood and Driftla? What the hell?
So other than barbecue, what else have you enjoyed about Austin?
Well, there's a Rudy's that's not too far.
Yeah, Rudy's doesn't close till 9:30.
It's over by campus. Yeah. I mean, it's over by Central Market.
Central Market. Yeah, I can take you to a Rudy's. I would love.
It's not the best, but
I would love to take you over to. If I try to take you over to there, though, that was way far. Yeah. How? What time does that one close?
10.
Closes at 10?
Yeah.
Hmm. We might be able to take you out to the one down south.
The original.
The original. Yeah. If I get out of here right now and drive you down there, we could probably make it happen. You want to do that?
Let's do that.
Well, I'm out of here, folks. I have my orders. I would love to talk to you more, but we got to get going. So, with that said, we are out of here. And since we're in a rush, I'm just going to go through this real quick. Where the hell is she going?
The fuck away.
I don't know.
She got away without any embarrassing questions.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, she took your chair. I thought you'd come up next. I want to go.
What about me, boss?
Me, boss. What about me, boss? All right. We're getting some barbecue tonight, apparently. So let me go ahead and do this very quickly. Go to DT Merch and get your coolest little monk in the jungle shirt right there. No, don't. That's table still up. No, don't do that. Go over there and get all the merch that you see right here, including the Artist of the Month shirt by Will Valley. We also have the summer items out, tank tops and the drawstring backpack and everything else. Let's see here. Join us here. Try the service out 7 days for free. Go to doubletoast.com and try that service out 7 days for free. Being a paid subscriber. If you like it, great. Come back and subscribe full time. You can do that many ways. By the way, the audio is free all the time on iTunes and SoundCloud. But there are many ways to subscribe. Use your Amazon account, just plain account. Combine it with our Amazon Pay button. Press enter after you submit your username and password. Ooh, toasty goodness, I love your body. And do not forget, less than 2 weeks from now, we have, where is it? Double Toasted in Chicago. Go over to partydt.com and get your tickets today. You can also go to Ticketfly and get your tickets there. Or you can even go to the box office and get your tickets. I imagine a few people are going to be doing that. So we'll see you there on June 30th. That's when that show will be happening. June 30th, go to partydt.com. Get your tickets and find out more information there. Yes, sir. In Anaheim.
Yeah, you keep forgetting Anaheim, which is this week. So.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Cotton, and I might not be able to do barbecue tonight. I promised Will Valley that we would shoot something. Today, huh?
Is there a show Wednesday?
Is there a show Wednesday? No, but I'll be out of town. We're going to be in Anaheim. Huh? I can't do Will like that. I'll see if Will is here. If he's here, then we'll figure it out. If he's not here, then we'll shoot in the middle of the day tomorrow.
But so yeah, we'll be in Anaheim. Well, is it Wednesday early in the morning all the way till Saturday evening? But we're going to be doing something Friday. You say?
Yeah. So. I got to figure out where.
Southern California area, Anaheim, Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles area. So, yeah, right. We're going to be there before then, Chicago,
right,
rather.
Yeah, that is it. All right, everybody, we're getting out of here. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. Thank you so much. Enjoyed you, and now we got to go. But before we do, let us let you know that we are always thinking about you. So don't hesitate at any point to email us by pulling out a keyboard, typing in kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any questions, comments, compliments, insults, input into our advice. Now, you want to be part of the show? Too late. We're done. But we'll be back with more shows this week. And in that email, if you want to be part of the show, put your phone number there, put your Skype contact, and press in. Bam! Pump in your home. Holler at you. Bring the spirit to you. Don't pass the word through the house call. On the Twitter, @kcoolman. On Instagram, Double Toast Fanpage. On Facebook, type in Double Toast It. If you'd like some private time with me, type in Corey.Coleman.5. If I'm too busy privately corrupting souls, Minister Martin.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @Martin_NoFro. Look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, you should join the group of Children of the Toast, where you will find Mr. Sammy Gonzalez.
Sammy Gonzalez, DT on Facebook. The Mexicans on all other forms of social media. Might sneak in an episode of Jurassic Park this week somehow. Corey, back to you.
Oh, no, back to the lovely people in here in the world-famous Double Toast Studio. Now with two stinky-ass couches. You're visiting Austin, or you're moving to Austin, and you did not let us know. Oh, we'll hate that. Come see the show, kcoolmans@gmail.com. Give some details. We're going to send you back some details. Now we can coordinate you. All right, everybody, that is it. Hate to say it because we have so much fun with you, but we got to say good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever you're listening to. Or you are watching this. Goodbye, and stay toasty.
Happy Father's Day.